discuss now. My favorite color.
Sorry, yes, I do. I forgot.
Pretty chilly, then much better on Sunday. Windy and milder with a high of 62. Lawrence?
All right, thanks, Dave. Their show has been described as raucous and raunchy. But that's not stopping hundreds of Wichitans from stopping by the Cotillion to catch the John and Mike show. The cabaret-style show may be in fun, but some have questioned its legality, especially considering the city's recent ban on nudity. But in a behind-the-scenes interview with KSN, Don and Mike told us their show was well within city limits.
We really don't. That's the truth. We do not have problems with the police. We really, really don't. Do we?
Cops have to look all the time.
He's lying. No, we have no problem with the police.
Love the police. Love the fact that they're out there, that they help us keep things under control.
He won't tell you, but this man right here will meet with whatever authorities are at the joint that we're going to do our show.
That is true.
And he will meet with them, and he says, you know, what can we do? What can't we do?
That was on local radio affiliate KFH this morning. Tickets to the show were free. Almost 2,000 were given away.
And you couldn't make it tonight. You had to work.
I know. Oh, I wanted to.
That would have been fun. More local news straight ahead on the Night Beat.
You'll feel very good, you.
Just remember what your old pal Bose always says. Just keep laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing DD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
My favorite time of the day, when I get to say it's time for stadium announcer Philip J. Hochberg.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Oh, Phil, you lost again. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Big Dick Van Patten and all the ships at sea.
That's his Portland name.
Get ready for their ribald cabaret-style show. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Robbie, thank you, and hello, and thank you for listening coast-to-coast nationwide, still via Westwood One, darling.
Really?
Yep, that's our network. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Don and Mike Show, coming to you from radio station WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. Every day we're broadcast throughout America on Westwood One. Every day over 6 million people listen to the show, and we do humbly thank you for your patronage.
We do indeed.
We do not thank, however, Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, or Donald Monkey Boy Ephraim.
No.
Wonderful, wonderful phone conversation I had today with Donald Ephraim.
Do you finally get to talk to him?
Simply wonderful, charming. All the boys were on the phone.
Yeah, we got separated. We normally deal with them together.
I don't know why I don't like talking to our agent. We pay him a portion of our salary. He technically works for us.
Right.
Right. But I don't like talking to him. And when Frida came into the room and she said, Don Ephraim is on line one for you.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked up the phone, I went, oh, Christ, and I realized that they could hear me.
How soon did you realize that it was him with everybody? Because he always fools me. He always says, I always know he's on a speakerphone, but he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, hey, Don, how are you? And then you realize he's in a room with 14 people.
Yeah, and they all have their pants off.
Right?
Well, listen, no thanks to him. And here he is, to my left and to your right. You know him as the little boy without a father. That is our friend, Michael J. Elston. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I saw your grimace.
Yes.
In the opening, because we found this tape.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
You know, I don't even remember what that incident was. I've forgotten that, too.
It could be any day.
Yeah, that's true.
We're just going to keep it handy for when we get the news, though.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot. Today is Tuesday, Mark 21, and our telephone number is same as yesterday, 1-877-365-3636. We'll start taking your calls in just a second. We will have a male man-on-man slap-off today.
Yay!
Good. We are looking for women
to have the kind of like the spank off.
Yes, when guys come down and they do the battle of attrition, the slap off, they slap each other in the face till one of them quits. However, with girls, we have the girls slap each other on their bare bottoms.
Right. Mm.
And of course, the cash prize is always the same, 100 good guy dollars. Mm. So if you would like to play the game, girls, either come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, the big giant CBS building on Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, or even better, just call Toya right now and set something up.
Come right down.
I know that the guys will be here. The guys always show up without fail for the slap off.
Of course they do. That's their thing. That's what they like to do.
Big macho men. So girls, we're looking for you. First item of business today, let's say hello to two new radio stations.
Wow. Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Well, don't get that excited, Buzz. They're in Oklahoma. The first station is radio station KXCA, which is in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Second radio station is KXCD, which is in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Great.
Right.
We welcome them to our family.
Fantastic. We sure do. Welcome to the real world, Lawton, Oklahoma.
Hi, Sooners.
And Duncan, Oklahoma.
The 58 total now?
I think.
We're 59.
NEW is 56.
58. We're working our way back up to 60 again.
That's great.
58 stations. You know, when I talked to Larry.
We've been at 60 before.
When I talked to Larry at Westwood One.
Yes.
And I asked him that exact question.
Right.
I said, what is the current station roster? And he answered very, very enthusiastically, 56. I said, okay, but you're telling me two new stations, so does that mean 58, or have there been two cancellations? And he said, I'll get back to you. Called back, and he said, no, you're correct. Uh-huh. It was 56.
Now we're 58.
Now it's 58.
That's good.
I said, just for snicks, over the 5 years that we've been doing this syndicated show, what's the total number of stations that we've had?
Oh, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Oh, no.
Yeah,
it's going to be horrible. What is
he was able to research
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh.
It's over three digits.
Oh, my.
That doesn't surprise me. You know, because they come and they go. They really do. They come and they go. And
117.
I think the most we've ever been on at one time is somewhere in the 60s.
Yeah. So,
right.
Overall, we've had...
So that's okay.
At one time or another, 117 different shows. 117 different stations have aired the show. We have managed thus far to stick on 58 of them.
I like the number 60. I hope we can pick up a couple more so when, you know, when people ask, I can say we're on 60 stations across the
country. Go ahead, lie. Just say 60.
I'll say we're on 300 stations.
Or you can say 117, because that...
We've been on 117. You know something? That's true. They won't notice if I
right.
say that.
Right.
To my golfing buddies, I say, yeah, we've been on 117 stations across the country.
And then just hope that they don't give you the follow-up. Well, how many are you on now?
That would be 58.
58. So welcome, Oklahoma, and, you know, get set for the onslaught. It always happens. First, you will get the calls to the radio station saying that we're disgusting, that we should be taken off the air. Then you will get the local disc jockeys who will come out and say there's no way that a show from out of town could possibly do good because these guys don't know anything about Oklahoma.
Right. I'll tell you right now that we are in the spleen of the Bible Belt. We truly, truly are with Oklahoma. We have been... To Oklahoma. I believe we've only been once, right? We went together and we don't want to go back?
Never. We're never going to Oklahoma. Then you'll get the third wave, okay? The first wave is where you get the complaints. Right. And the second wave is where you get the disc jockeys in town bad-mouthing us. Then the third wave will be the wave where they say, well, there's nothing exciting about this show. This is just two fat guys talking about their lives. God damn, this show is boring. And then you get the fourth wave, which is when you have some sponsors drop out. But what you have to do is wait for all four waves, because then
during that entire period, our tentacles, our fungus is beginning to envelop all the bodies of the listeners.
Because then you get to the fifth wave, and the fifth wave is a glorious ratings orgasm.
Yes, it is.
It's a gigantic ratings climax.
Yep. And the fifth wave means permanence. But if you've got the guts to hang with it after the fifth wave, you just rot.
You're
ready to ride that tsunami.
Then you are in Jizz City. I mean, it is. You turn on the water tap, and you got jizz coming out. That's how exciting it is. You go out in the morning.
That is.
You go out in the morning.
That's gross.
You go out in the morning, and you want to water your lawn, you turn on the the sprinkler. Jizz!
That's grosser.
It's jizz everywhere. You go to fill up your car, you go, what the hell? Give me unleaded jizz.
You know, nothing's grosser than the water tap. I'm wrong about that. I thought the sprinkler. No, the water tap and jizz comes out. That's just, that's the grossest one
I'm
right
talking,
there.
You make it through the four steps with this show. When you get to the fifth step, when you get to Jizz City, you go to brush your teeth in the morning. You squeeze on the tube. Uh-oh. You know what comes out? Jizz.
Goodbye, Oklahoma.
No.
Hey, that could be a new record, couldn't it?
No, they know about jizz in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, jizz is the key to being happy.
Oh, yeah. Jizz.
I think all guys know this. Jizz is what's happening. Jizz is where it's at. All right, welcome to the new stations. Let's get on with today's show. First, okay, I got to give you an update on the Palczynski situation in Baltimore.
It's still going on.
Where this idiot now is holed up in this house, this apartment, for 5 days, and I spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday. You know my feelings on this topic. I would just like to point out that today, the cops shot a dog. That is the latest. That is the latest development, that the cops went into an apartment that was close to this apartment where this lunatic has barricaded himself with hostages now for 5 days straight in Baltimore.
Well, they wanted to shoot something.
They went into an apartment, yes. A dog barked, and they killed the dog.
Yeah. Was the dog vicious?
I don't know, Mike. Could have been a poodle.
Am I correct? All the news stories I've watched have been extremely general, with very few specifics.
Right.
With a lot of this, they're keeping this area sealed, and you're just not getting a lot of evidence right now. And they're
right.
Wondering what the latest story I heard is they're wondering when this guy is going to give up. There was nothing about.
I got news for you. He's not going to give up as long as they keep the takeout taxi coming. This guy wants Chinese food. This guy wants donuts. This guy wants pizza.
Right.
This guy has his cable TV. He's getting off on watching himself on television. He's having the hostages now come to the window to scream out his demands and the things that he wants. I fully expect, we're going to be on vacation next week. I fully expect that when we get back from vacation, this guy will still be holed up in this house in Baltimore.
There's a possibility. It's one of those sieges, one of those standoffs where it could last for a long time. It's getting into that Waco area.
Well, right I just there. Want the people in Baltimore to know that I will be in town until Saturday.
Okay.
We don't leave for vacation until Sunday.
Right. You're offering your services again?
I am available, as I said yesterday. I've seen the movie The Negotiator five, maybe six times now.
You would know how to handle the negotiation.
This guy is a prick.
Yeah, now are you still going with your antagonistic approach if he does get on the phone with you? How are you going to handle him when they, you know, give you the phone, which is, you know, to be perfectly honest, that's what's going to happen.
I would go through the steps, all the steps. The first thing, as I mentioned yesterday, seriously, turn off the guy's TV.
Right.
If the guy's getting off on watching himself on every channel and every newscast, just cut off the TV, because they said the guy craves media attention.
All right, now I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation. You say cut off the TV.
Yes.
So they turn off the TV, bam, pop, 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 dot, dot, dot. The guy shoots all his hostages.
Okay, well, then you know what? Then you go and you just kill him.
Then everyone is dead.
Okay.
And it's on your head.
That's okay.
That's what makes you a wonderful negotiator.
Okay.
You know, if you can sleep at night after that and make those tough decisions, that's terrific.
I just think it is.
You would have taken Garamatica, wouldn't you?
I would. I think it's right. Re-friggin-diculous that a guy is held up in a house for 5 days, and all of the people of Dundalk, Maryland are virtually held hostage also. People can't go to their homes.
Right.
There are people who are trapped in their homes, and the cops are just sitting outside saying, you know what? We're prepared to wait as long as it takes.
Well, the problem is, this is not like one of those guys that's on the bridge. When I agree with you when you tell him to jump.
I urge those guys to jump.
And I'm with you with
that. They are holding up traffic. They are keeping people who actually work for a living.
Citizens have been arrested.
From going to their jobs.
Trying to go back to their homes. Just regular, normally law-abiding folks have been arrested for trying to get back to their homes. It's basically the innocent people. That's the factor.
Well,
that's the wild card that you just can't control.
All right, I didn't say this yesterday, but I'll say it today.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, there will have to be some bloodshed.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, listen, that's the way I'm feeling now.
I like Rob. Understand. Did you see Rob nod at you like that? Rob, your henchman over here was nodding. He'll go in and, you know, he'll trigger it. He'll trigger it. Yes, chase those ducks away, Robbie.
Right. Listen, I'm sorry. You know, you let this guy hold himself up in this row house in Baltimore for 5 days. All this is an advertisement for the next idiot that wants to do this. And are you aware that this guy, this sick F, has already killed three people on his latest rampage.
How many total? How many hostages? He has three, right?
Three hostages. He's allegedly killed four people prior to this, and now police are saying that when he fired that shot inside the house yesterday, they're saying that one of the hostages was. They say one person was hurt. Police still speaking in very cryptic terms, but they now say one person was injured.
So
when
somebody
a man,
could be in there bleeding on
so
the
what
floor,
are you gonna
maybe
do
bleeding out.
They say there's no none of the hostages are in immediate peril. Again, the police speaking
you
in
know,
cryptic
how
terms.
How do they know? They know this because Palzinski's told them so. In between his orders for General Chow's chicken and Dunkin' Donuts and the Meat Lover's pizza.
What is the very, very latest on this situation? Has anything changed at all?
No, that is the very latest, that the police are now, again, still speaking very cryptically, but they now say that one person was hurt when the shot was fired yesterday, but none of the hostages are in immediate peril.
You see, that's enough for me, man. He shoots a hostage, go in. Just, you know, treat him like you treated that poor innocent dog.
You know, there are success stories around the world with anti-terrorist organizations that are able to storm planes, storm buildings, and actually kill five or six hostage takers with all the hostages remaining. I mean, there are success stories like that.
Yes.
You hear about them all the time.
Don't forget, though, the city this is happening, Mike. Baltimore.
Hello! Oh, I'll tell you right on. I'll tell you, sending Cal. Bring Cal back from Florida. It's spring training.
You know,
he'll do it.
One more thing about this, and I promise I will get off my soapbox about this, but the way I understand it, all this psycho wants is to talk to his girlfriend. That's the only demand.
His main demand.
That's the demand. Okay.
Yeah, just talk to her. Right. He's just going to talk to her.
Okay, well, you know what? If I'm the cops, I bring her there. Put her in a flak jacket. Give her one of those bulletproof helmets.
Put her in a beekeeper suit.
Yeah, sit her in front of the house. Give her a phone and say, okay, hey, lunatic, here she is. You know, here's Miss Universe. Talk to her.
I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
You know.
Now, what is it, though? I mean, now, you're changing your plan. Now, you're modifying it. Do you want to bring the girlfriend in, or do you want to just storm the building right now?
Well, the first thing I would do would storm the castle.
Well, then it's not necessary to bring the girlfriend in.
It's been five freaking days.
Yep. See, I think
that a lunatic has held an entire city hostage.
See, that's your soulful side that comes through when you say bring in the girlfriend. You see, that's you're tipping your hand that you might have other alternatives. You might not be all General Patton with this thing. You might actually want to see a peaceful resolution to this.
I'd give him a mouth, but really, seriously, I just pray that this guy just dies. This guy,
I don't care what happens to him. I hope those three people make it through. I think everybody does too. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like when you see a kid at the bottom of a well. You hope that the kid makes it out okay. Right. And it's the three people that he took hostage have absolutely nothing to do with this. And I hope he, you know, I don't care if he jumps out the window or puts the gun in his own mouth, but the three people, I hope that somehow that they survive this. Can you imagine what they're going through?
And I feel bad for the other people who live in this area who already have the unfortunate misfortune of living in Dundalk, Maryland, which is the armpit of Maryland.
Yeah, my heart goes out to those people.
They already have to live in Dundalk. And now they're being jerked around by the cops because all they want to do is go into their homes, or they want people in the homes to be able to leave the homes. No one can leave. No one can come in.
You know, when you talk about that shot dog, too, I think the longer something like this goes on, and we've seen it before, the more potential there is for something going wrong, some disaster, tensions rising. You know, a guy's going to run back into his apartment. Somebody's going to have a meltdown. It's just the longer something like, I do agree with you on that one respect, that the more this lasts, the longer this lasts, the more potential there is for something horrible happening.
This guy, Palzinski, he is J-O-ing when he sees the news, because now, I don't know how this is being covered around the country, but in D.C. and in Baltimore, you seen the 10 o'clock news last night?
Mm-hmm, yes.
But they started where it went 24 hours, then it flipped over 48 hours.
Right.
You know, 64 hours, 72 hours, 82 hours, real big on the screen. 82 hours, the standoff continues, and you got Sky Fox coming in from the corner.
Certainly, the longer it lasts, the more big, you know, the bigger the story is going to become.
Right, and listen, if this guy is such a media whore, I'll give you all the airtime you want, you coward. Call us up right now, 1-877-365-3636. Do you hear me, Palzinski?
Palzinski?
Palzinski!
Joby.
Pardon me?
His nickname is Joby.
Joby.
Yeah.
Joby. Hey, Joby.
And there's nothing from the cops about how long this is going to last.
No, they say negotiations continue, usually in 90-minute spurts, and quoting one police spokesman, at least nothing disastrous has happened.
Oh, that's a nice quote.
Uh-huh. There you go. Right. Okay.
So,
good job.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, come back and talk to me about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And,
I shall.
I think more and more people are going to come over to your side as this thing goes
on. Storm the castle. And I think you're absolutely right, that we certainly do have SWAT guys that are trained, guys that have the red lasers on their guns. You just go in there, you knock the door down, and you just pelt the guy with bullets.
But I think that if they think that there's a chance, that obviously they must think there's a chance that they're going to be able to get these people out alive, if that's the case.
Oh, right.
Even
because,
the people being
right, because Palczynski has been so calm and has been so rational up to this point. What with his carjackings and kidnappings and killing four other people. Right, let's give him all the time he needs to sort this out.
Well, if it lasts a week or two and you know, everybody comes out alive, it's still worth it.
Well, I'm here. That's all I want to say. I'm here. I'm ready. You know, Baltimore's a 45-minute drive away. Give me a light to put on the top of my car. I can make it up there in a half hour.
A light to put up on your car.
I'll be right
there.
How
about chopper service? We give you chopper service.
I'll be right there. I think it'd be faster if I just drove, Mike.
Probably.
Just put me in my supercharged Volvo, and I'll be right there. All right, now, changing topics again.
Yes.
A couple of things. We have a guy from Charlotte who's going to be a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I think, you know, if you take the end of the year, everyone in the United States will be a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, this guy's going to be a contestant, and he wants you or I to be his lifeline.
Mm.
Now, what this involves, before you say cool, what this involves, and we're going to be talking to the guy in a second, what this would involve would mean, on the days when this guy is on the show,
yes,
when he's not even guaranteed that he'd be in the chair with Regis, he'd just be one of the 10 fastest fingers.
Right.
What it means is you have to guarantee to the producer that you'll be sitting at home by your telephone for 4 hours. Just on the off chance that he'll win the fastest finger, and that he'll make it to the chair.
When do they tape?
And that he'll use a lifeline, and that he'll call you. I don't know when they tape. He'll have the information.
Don't they tape during this show?
It would also mean that you would have to give him your home phone number.
That's interesting.
Okay?
That's interesting. You know, you have to weigh all these things against the odds of being on the TV.
So we've got this guy, Phil, who we're going to be talking to in a second.
Phil,
who's going to be on the Millionaire Show. I have three names for you, and I want you to tell me what these names have in common, and this will blow you away. What do these names have in common? Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Regis Philbin, Rush Limbaugh.
All being considered to run for office.
No. You're close, though. All three are being considered to replace Boomer Esiason on Monday Night Football. I am not
Rush,
making this story up.
Hemorrhoid Limbaugh?
Oh, yes. Hulk, Idiot Hogan, and Regis, I'll do anything for a buck, Philbin.
That's the most, you know, that's why that network's in the crapper.
Those are the three leading choices.
I am so proud to be, they're number one, but they still suck. How's that?
I'm
very proud to be associated with CBS when ABC is making decisions like that.
Right. Imagine that. You think Boomer Esiason feels
Hulk Hogan.
You get fired and they're thinking about replacing you with Hulk Hogan, Rush Limbaugh, or Regis Philbin.
I think Al Michaels feels. He's got to hate that.
On Monday Night Football. You think Al Michaels hated working with Dan Dierdorf and Boomer Esiason?
Do you believe in miracles?
Oh, it's crazy. He's probably calling GIF right now, trying to GIF out of his coffin.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, that is truly amazing. This is a legitimate. We got to talk to Rudy about this.
A legitimate story on the wire today.
Unreal.
Monday Night Football. Now, along with these guys, they're also considering Terry Bradshaw and Steve Young. However, Terry Bradshaw and Steve Young are the secondary choices because they believe that the only way for Monday Night Football to regain its popularity is to make it more of a show.
Well, the thing is, though, Terry Bradshaw is great for what he does, but I still don't think Terry Bradshaw would be good in the booth.
Because they think that if the games suck, and the games normally do suck on Monday night, that people will stay tuned if they have interesting banter.
But, you know, you had Don Meredith with Howard Cosell. You had a football connection there.
That's what they're going for, and they will never, never get
Limbaugh.
It. They will never get it that cannot be replaced. You can't replace that
no,
team that
can't.
They have.
You can't. Dandy Don and Howard Cosell.
You know, the Regis thing, I don't want to see Regis on football, but
Regis is not that big a football guy either. He likes Notre Dame, that's it.
I understand that. He's the only thing they've got right now.
Would he do it, too?
Of course he'd do it. In a second, he'd do it.
God, I mean, talk about the great inferiority complex.
Yeah, put me there. I'm short. I'm inadequate. I'll do it for you. Hulk Hogan, please, can you imagine that? Hey, brother.
Oh, man.
Hey, there goes Brett Favre. Hey, brother. And then Rush Limbaugh?
We got to figure out our own alternatives here because, I mean, this is ridiculous. Anybody is better than those three choices.
You can really do
Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
What about Ditka? What about Mike Ditka?
Already been hired by CBS.
So it's over.
To be on the CBS show with Jerry Glanville. Mm-hmm. So those are your three choices for Monday Night Football. Isn't that something?
That is so horrible.
Okay, hold on. I got a bunch of items for you today. Also, we will get a call today on the show from the lady on The Sopranos who has a cousin in Rochester who called us yesterday.
Okay, she would be the wife of the guy from Terminator.
Yes, the guy who is currently being leaned on by Tony Soprano. Who
I think his name is Bobby, I'm not sure.
Tried to kill himself in last week's episode of The Sopranos. We had a guy from Rochester call yesterday, say his cousin is a semi-regular on The Sopranos.
Yeah, anybody that's on The Sopranos we'll talk to because we love that show.
We didn't believe the guy, but it turned out the lady called today, called in the office. She's going to be calling us at about 5 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. Christopher Titus will be calling us today to discuss his brand new Fox show, Titus, which I watched last night.
Yes, as did I.
And frankly, it wasn't one of the tapes that I had seen.
God.
Not that great.
Sorry. I mean,
that great.
You know, I'd love to come in and say I thought it was fantastic.
Well, wait until later episodes. I did see the tape of a couple later episodes.
Oh, and you were excited about it,
which
actually
get funny. But
you watched just a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, the show last night, though.
Yeah.
P.U.
I was really ready to love it, and did you understand the whole thing where they were in the office and the sexual harassment plot line? I didn't. Why were there three guys? I mean, it just didn't make a lot of sense.
I guess because he hangs around with those two other guys all the time. Is one of the guys
funny redhead like Ralph Malph wannabe?
Is one of the guys his brother? Is that what the storyline is?
Supposedly, yeah.
Well, listen, everybody, we have to put that on the QT when Titus calls us today.
Because he's a nice guy, and you do not judge a sitcom by one episode. You don't, especially the first episode.
And, you know, being as I guess we're on the outs with Leah Remini and Kevin James.
We have to have a backup plan.
You know, we have no celebrity friends right now, so.
We don't have to go through and work our way up again. A little walk-on role.
So let's put all of our money on Christopher Titus and his brand new show Titus, which debuted last night on Fox.
It was really, I just couldn't stop laughing.
Now about Leah, here's a thought.
Yes.
Do you think we should ever call her? Because I think it's telling that we were out there a week and a half ago and we haven't heard a word from her. Not a word.
I'm probably going to surprise you by what I say here, but I think that after our experience out there, I am quite comfortable with maintaining a friendship with Leah. Maybe, like, sending her a nice thank you note. But to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, at this point in time, I think you said it months ago that perhaps this, you know, perhaps this is just a natural evolution.
I understand. And if that's the case,
perhaps it is time to make a cut.
And if that's the case, I just want to share that
with her,
with everybody. Well, not only with her, but with everybody listening.
Right. That we just have decided to move on.
If indeed Leah Remini is going to, in essence, break up with us.
Well, not that she's not great on the show when she calls. It's just, I think as far as, you know, any connection we have with that show, as far as going out there, I think that's done.
Yeah,
I think
so
that's,
do I.
That's over. So, but she's still very funny, but it's going to be difficult to maintain the relationship.
High maintenance now.
She is.
She's just moved way up in the maintenance world. So just think about that, if we should maybe call her, because,
you know, you would know better than I, simply because you eyeballed her last. You know how it really ended. I walked off with my friends a little pissed.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I know it's over. As we predicted,
yes,
2 years ago when we became friends with Leah Remini and Kevin James, we said that eventually something will happen that will drive them away from us, whether it's us being too needy,
yes,
or whether it's them being stars.
Can I say one thing? I think Kevin James and Leah Remini, two very funny people, and I wish that there was some better material for them, too. Because I'd like to laugh at that show a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about that. We don't have to do it today, but maybe sometime before vacation we can just get some closure. We'll just call Leah. We'll just say, you know, what's the deal? Just, you know, what's the
deal?
Could
be ugly.
I know it could.
Could blow up into something really horrible.
I know it could. I smell sulfur.
I think we have to do that for our listening audience. We have to have the final conversation.
That's exactly my point.
Because we've gotten feedback from people about that relationship.
A lot of people hate Leah.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I think we have her on too much. And frankly, I think F them. But, you know, let's just give her the chance. All right, before the end of the week, let's call Leah Remini.
I think that's the fair thing to do.
Before the end of the week.
I think we're stand-up guys if we call her and say, hey, you know, we understand. We got the feeling that it's probably pretty much done.
Or that we should just call and go, hey, hey, baby, what's happening?
Well, she'll probably be nice.
Yeah, but put
she'll
it on...
Hollywood us all over the place.
Put it on her, because eventually that's going to wear off. Because she'll get our vibe right away.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I mean, so even just if, let her go. What's wrong?
Even if we fake it with her.
Yeah, you know,
she'll figure it out.
She does. She has, like, this ESP with the studio.
True.
She knows exactly what's going on. I look forward to that conversation.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but we'll have to call her. She has a... Now, did she, during the entire relationship, when she wasn't asked to call, did she call us regularly?
Yes.
Or did we call her?
No, she called us more than we called her.
Really?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, since you left her house, I don't know what you did.
Yeah, F you. F you.
She hasn't come anywhere near us.
Didn't do anything, my friend.
I know you didn't.
Didn't do a thing. Okay, so we'll put that on our to-do list before we leave town.
Okay.
To do. Take care of the Balzinski situation.
Right.
Call Leah Remini.
You've got a busy week planned.
Listen, Rob, did you give me those numbers in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
You got to listen to this. This is something I heard about yesterday, but yesterday's show was so busy we couldn't get to it. The Academy Awards are this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that yesterday, Monday, a full 6 days before the Academy Awards, there are already morons camped out in tents in front of the Shrine Auditorium.
The culture of celebrity, though.
Not so that they can get inside to see the Academy Awards.
Right.
But so that they can
see the stars.
Sit in the bleachers to watch the stars go into the Shrine Auditorium.
Absolutely. Right. They want to get that front row look at Tom Cruise walking down the red carpet.
Jesus H. Christ. So we will be calling today some of these people out in Los Angeles. We have phone numbers right by the tents.
People who are what I like to call real contributors.
And listen, it's grand fun today before the show. When Rob was just calling... What hotel did you call, Rob? This is like a fake phone call that we didn't put on the radio, but it's funny.
He called the Radisson. Pardon me.
What are you enjoying for lunch?
He's eating one of his baby carrots.
Carrots. It was called the Radisson. There's a Radisson Hotel right by the Shrine, and it was just Broyhill and me in the office. And just for grins, I said, "All right, you're right
by
the Shrine."
Where are you hiding that carrot right now? Just out of curiosity.
I swallowed it.
Because you did swallow it.
Yeah.
Okay. You would never spit it out, would you? You know that's against your. That is against
that's
everything.
A waste of food, and there are people starving, hostages starving in Baltimore.
Rob would never know he was coming on mic and go and
never
something out. That would never.
Certainly not.
He'd rather swallow. Swallow it whole.
He really would.
Swallow it like a pelican.
No, but there is a Radisson Hotel right by the Shrine. I wanted to make sure there were numbers around the area. And I called and I said, by the way, do you have any vacancies on Sunday night? And they said, we could check. I said, well, I'll be in the area. My name is Spacey. And I'll be at the Shrine Auditorium on Sunday night. And they said, well, Mr. Spacey, there's nothing available right now. We could put you on the waiting list. I said, that would be fine. My name is Kevin Spacey. Mr. Spacey.
Just matter-of-factly, yeah.
Our room rate, Mr. Spacey, is $75. I said, well, that'll be fine. You can bill my agent. I said, oh, well, how will we get in touch with you? I said, well, you, again, want to speak to my agent. Broy Hill. And I gave some fake number, but Kevin Spacey's on a waiting list for a hotel at the Radisson.
You called the restaurant, right?
Yeah, restaurant. I think it's called Grinder. It's just some deli. I said, yes, I need a reservation for Sunday night for the name of Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
They said, well, we're not a fancy place. We don't take reservations. I said, it's very important that I get fast service. I'll be needed on a telecast at 6 p.m.
Just very matter-of-factly the whole time.
And nobody picked up on the fact that there was a name, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
But he'll be a very busy man if he makes all those reservations we left for him. So.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
Nut. That's funny.
Hello, Mark. Hello, let's take just a few calls for a break. Hello, Mark, you're on the air.
All right, there he was. That was Mark's shining moment.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, turn your radio down, please. Rob, you got the buttons pressed the right way? You got the phones turned on?
Hello?
Hello.
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 One little loodum. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we're talking to you, of course.
Hey, it's Wayne.
Okay, Wayne, what do you want, sir?
You don't remember me?
No, we don't.
No.
It's Wayne.
Okay.
Last chance, Wayne.
Last chance, or we're going to hang up on you.
No, Wayne down your mouth with these nuts.
No, I don't like that. Uh-oh. That's too much effort required.
Hello, Don and Mike. Here's a guy in Pennsylvania. Tom.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for having me on. I was wondering if you heard the news story this morning about the attorney in York, Pennsylvania?
Yes, we did. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Great story.
Bye-bye. I love people that do that, incidentally, that will simply not ask, you know, they won't say, did you hear the story? They won't ask a direct question. They say, I was wondering if you heard the story about the attorney in York, Pennsylvania. Silence.
Hello, Don and Mike. Joel, Northern California. Joel, buddy.
Hello?
All right, this is an abortion. This is not Joel.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
Michelle.
Yes, hi, Michelle.
I was just calling because I wanted to remind you about Rosie's special adoption show today.
Oh, is today the day that Rosie's showing everybody who wants to adopt a kid how they can adopt a kid? And all you have to do to adopt a kid is have like $20 million in the bank and have a TV show on every day.
I was reading about her and the fleet of lawyers that she hires to take care of this, and it's really unfair for her to get on her show and claim that she does not have an advantage over other parents.
Of course she does. And, you know, I didn't complain when she had the one.
Mm-hmm.
How many she have now? Three?
Three. Going for five.
Right. Three kids and not a penis in the house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And she's a stay-at-home mom, of course. She's always at the house.
Right.
I mean, it's just weird.
Please. Every house needs a penis sitting at the head of the table. I worry about those kids. I really worry about those kids. Those poor kids. With her.
You know, even when you're talking about a single parent, does she even qualify as a single parent? Because she does her show. She's hosting the Tony. She's doing all this stuff. She's doing movies. She's never at home. And that's kind of silly, I think.
Three kids. Right. Just because she's a rich TV star.
Soon to be five if she has her way.
And you know, there's all kinds of people out there, regular people, who can't have kids. And who knows, has Rosie O'Donnell had the test, or is Rosie O'Donnell, you know, just, she doesn't like the process you'd have to go through.
That's probably true.
To have a child. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've never read anything that says that she is infertile.
Right.
She chooses to adopt children.
Right. And what about the poor guys with zero sperm counts and the ladies who can't have babies, who have been on waiting lists for years and have to pay on the black market to get some kid that was dropped on his head in Russia.
She made some kind of comment along the lines that all parents can have a successful adoption if they're willing to accept certain problems that might arise. Not really. She didn't really say it that way, but she said, "If
what is Parker retarded or something?
You know, if you're not really concerned about certain issues about your child and background and stuff, and you know, all parents are. I mean, for God's sake, you can't lie. You have to realize that all parents are concerned.
I guarantee there's nothing wrong with her kids.
No,
none of her kids have like an elbow coming out of their forehead.
Absolutely not. No.
Right. Her kids, 10 fingers, 10 toes.
And now she's going to do her little adoption show to make herself feel good about what she's done.
Oh, please.
Christ.
I'm so glad the show is on in New York City now so that she can hear. Can you hear me, Rosie? Hopefully we speak loud enough. You won't even have to turn on the radio to hear what we're saying. Goddamn hypocrite.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It truly is. Here you go. Feces found in bathrooms.
Somebody was in my bathroom today?
No, this is a story from a high school. A high school in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Wow, that's very close to our studio.
Okay. A prankster has struck again, polluting a boy's and for the first time a girl's bathroom with fecal matter three times in this month alone.
Rob?
I walked into the bathroom and there it was, said custodian Jim McGurk, referring to an incident on February 20th, which was the first incident. The odor was so strong.
It was bad, very bad.
I almost tossed my cookies.
Mm.
McGurk said the most recent incident was in the girls' bathroom near room 271. I never thought that this would hit the girls' room, and sure enough it did, and it was just as gross. The feces had dust and gravel in them.
Dust and gravel?
Causing assistant principal John Mahoney to guess that it is not human feces.
Oh, okay.
And possibly from a dog or other animal.
All right.
McGurk agreed, saying, it was real big. I do not think any human could do that unless they were sick or something.
Oh, God, gross.
The incidents have left school officials bewildered.
Sure.
There's
could
always
it be an animal coming in there?
No, it's kids. Kids are protesting. Now, listen why. The school was made for a maximum of 1,500 students. They now have 3,700 students crammed into this high school.
Jesus, that's like a prison.
Mm-hmm. There have always been issues with running out of toilet paper. So this is the kids' way that they are protesting the fact that the bathrooms suck.
Well, who can blame them?
Whatever the motivation, the students need to seriously consider the actions of what they're doing. It could be some kind of retaliation for the way the bathrooms are now. Let me see. The Mental Health Net defines a medical condition of depositing feces into all of the wrong places. Repeated passage of feces into inappropriate places, clothing or floor, whether involuntary or intentional, at least one event a month for 3 months. And this they have a name for this. It's called encompresis. It's most common among four-year-olds.
Like taking excrement and putting it where it's not supposed to be.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, what this is, what it sounds like.
It's
I mean,
a protest.
If they're protesting, then that doesn't fit the normal mental health criteria.
Right.
But you know what the problem is? They're going to catch some kid that did it, some kid that probably did this to protest the lack of toilet paper. Then they're going to put the kid in all sorts of, little psychological boxes.
Right.
Oh, man.
Jesus, old man.
Oh, man.
Hey, look at these.
Hey, it's got gravel in it. How'd the principal find that out?
And dust.
How do they get that close? How do you get so close to find little bitty gravel and feces?
Right,
what do you do, pick it up?
I think you know.
Man.
You pick it up and then...
tastes like gravel.
It's dust.
It's dusty.
There's dust in this feces.
Get me a dusting mop. Dust off these feces. God.
Okay, so we're...
I didn't know Fredericksburg, Virginia had that many kids down.
We are researching the story now to find out if anybody from this school will come on the air with us to talk about this.
I'd like to know if they really do have a legitimate problem with the toilet paper shortages down there.
This is the third time in 1 month that kids have vandalized bathrooms by leaving gigantic piles of feces in them.
Wow.
Okay, so that's also on the back burner for today's show.
It's a protest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello there, Laura. Laura, hi.
Hi, yes. Rosie just had a gay couple on talking about how they adopted a baby.
Yes, and?
And, I love that bumper with Martha Stewart's and these nuts.
Wait, how did you work it in there? We're trying to figure it out. I don't think that worked.
You didn't even do it right.
Yeah.
Right. You totally screwed it up.
I know.
All right. Thank you. Can I just tell everybody, can we just put a lid on all the D's nuts calls?
Especially the people that don't know how to use the weapon.
Hey, Mike, can I just say I love your James Garner impression, and I have a James Garnerism for you from Murphy's Romance.
Yeah, well, I love that movie with him in it.
Well, you're dead on with him. There's this one line where he says, I'm not your daddy, and I'm not your Dutch uncle, and I don't want you to make me dinner unless you're going to make me breakfast.
I'm not your daddy, I'm not your Dutch uncle, and I don't want you to make me dinner unless you're going to make me breakfast.
How do you do that?
That's a great line.
That guy.
James Garner.
Hello, Justin.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Oh, this is the guy from Rochester who called us yesterday and said that his cousin was on The Sopranos.
Yep.
Okay.
Turns out, she is on The Sopranos, and she's going to be coming on the show today.
Fantastic. I just was wondering if she's going to be able to take Leah's place as your new superstar, sort of kind of.
Based on what I saw of her FaceTime on The Sopranos.
Yeah, not yet.
I don't think so.
Or what if they cancel this Titus show?
I'll tell you right now, the only thing that might mess up our relationship is your constant phone calls.
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm just kidding.
All right, guys, we'll enjoy her. She's a great lady, and she's looking... I talked to her for about half hour today, and she's really looking forward to coming on.
All right, we'll ask her about her retarded cousin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Goodbye.
Thank you, my friend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, okay. Well, she wasn't... I wouldn't qualify her as hot.
I don't like to say this, but I mean, she doesn't get a lot of FaceTime, but she's a good actress, because I do think, you feel her pain as far as what she's going through.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, this is John Crapper from the Encopresis Society. You need to pronounce the name correctly.
Did I get that wrong? How do you pronounce that?
It's Encopresis.
Encopresis.
And what this person has isn't really Encopresis, it's coprophilia.
No, we know what coprophilia
is. Which is the love of excrement.
No. Coprophilia is not the love of excrement.
I don't think the problem will be either Encopresis or coprophilia. What you have is somebody that's probably just protesting a lack of toilet paper.
I'll tell you who had coprophilia. The late Raymond Burr had coprophilia, and the late Danny Thomas had coprophilia.
Yeah, that's the way, at least from the stories we read about him. That's for sure.
Unless you want to talk, it could be coprolalia, which is the utterance of words having to do with excrement. So
what is the first one? What is
we love to say.
What is the correct pronunciation of the first one again?
Encopresis.
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 So it's copro, once again, a form of that.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Just a public service announcement for you guys.
Gotcha, thank you.
Right,
yeah, we had a good dialogue with you.
just a little tip in for you kids listening. That's right, Raymond Burr, Danny Thomas.
Right.
Huh. Eggs Danny Thomas style.
Sure, and Raymond Burr and his fudge.
That's right.
Fascinating that you know, and then you know, all you have to do is see some pictures on the internet and see some of the stuff that's been sent to us, and you know that this fetish exists.
No.
Oh my
God. That's right. Raymond Burr liked. Well, you know what he liked to do.
Yeah, yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, the way we understand it, you know. Yeah. I mean, unless that picture was doctored, and I sure don't think it was.
We once saw a picture of Raymond Burr
enjoying his thing, his fetish.
He was laid back in a lazy boy.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't like a picture off the internet. It was a photograph taken with a regular camera.
Mm-hmm. Sure looked like it. Sure looked real.
Taken by a law enforcement. As a matter of fact, it was a law enforcement officer who showed us the picture.
Right.
So, you know, his word was certainly not to be doubted.
Right.
And Raymond Burr was laying all the way back in the chair.
Bombs away.
With his mouth open.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Barry Mason.
That's right. And Danny Thomas.
Now, we just heard that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He liked...
There's an expression.
He liked being the plate.
He liked being the plate.
Danny liked being the plate. He liked laying underneath a glass coffee table.
That's the way we heard it.
Make room for Daddy.
Yeah, and, you know, just letting stuff happen on the table.
Oh, he's an eggs Daddy's
had to be
style.
The way we heard that story wasn't that it always had to be blonde women?
Yes.
Right. That's who knows?
Yeah. Squat on the table.
Who knows?
Yeah. While Danny laid underneath.
You never know.
Imagine that. After a taping of Make Room for Daddy, some producer is frantically running through the crowd with a box of X-Lax going, are there any blonde women who would like to meet Mr. Danny Thomas?
It's a weird world out in Hollywood.
Then they come back. They bring them all back to the dressing room.
You never know.
They give them the X-Lax pudding.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, Danny Thomas lays underneath the table.
It's a pretty tough mental image for me to stomach there.
Hard. It's difficult.
You know. Hey, but listen, not as bad as the Raymond Burr one, though.
No.
Not nearly as bad as Raymond Burr.
Wonder what Uncle Tanoose was into. Who knows? That old Hollywood can get pretty weird.
That's where we learned about coprophilia.
Right.
Back with Raymond Burr, with the Raymond Burr story.
We actually were going into dictionaries to find out about it. And then, of course, later on down the road, remember that one movie somebody sent us?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, there was no doctoring in that one at all.
No, there sure wasn't.
That was, oh.
Sure
I,
wasn't.
I don't even, I don't, you know something? I remember seeing that, and I don't even like to play that back. It's horrible.
Sure.
But there are people that are into that, and it's hard to believe. It's truly hard to believe.
What, Marlo's on the phone? Tell her I'm having eggs. Tell her I'll call her back in 10 minutes.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Hello, Shane.
Hey, what's up?
Shane, you're the last call. Oh, my God, we have to do a break. Shane.
I was going to ask you guys a question.
Yes, sir.
When are you guys going to do the impression of the guy from the Animal Planet? I thought that was pretty hilarious.
The what? You mean Steve Irwin?
Yeah, the dude that does is he likes the alligators and all that good stuff.
Crocodile hunters.
Well, crocodile.
Yeah.
You know, Mike could do that impression and just about any time.
It's dangerous. We're here under a glass coffee table, and there's a blonde lady squatting on top of it.
Let me tell you something, mate. She's gonna release quite alone.
That's right.
Crikey, it's real dangerous. That's worse than when I went into the rattlesnake den.
I think the real Steve Irwin and his wife are coming back on the show.
Oh, they were great, weren't they?
Sometime in April, they're coming back on to promote some Crocodile Hunter Marathon or something like that.
Just don't get bit.
Don't get bit and stay tuned, mate.
Don't get bit. Thank you.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Who's going to clean this mess up right now?
Oh, look at this.
We need more paper towels.
Meanwhile, on the floor on his back, Danny Thomas goes, hey! Aren't you the crocodile hunter?
That's right, I am, mate.
We're filming this for a new Animal Planet biography.
Hey, is your wife blonde?
No, unfortunately, she's not, mate.
But you enjoy your fetish.
Yeah, that thing where he winks.
He does the wink. That's what he does when he's really excited, like after he's come 3 inches away from a king cobra.
He almost killed me, mate.
There you go.
Then he winks and he does that little click.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, I almost got bitten. I would have died. Yes.
Light again, but it's mighty dangerous.
Clear the lights out. Right now, time for caller 100. Okay, though, we throwing a lot of stuff out at you.
We certainly have.
Throwing a lot of stuff at you today with the high school, with the poops. And we got to call the guy who wants to be want us to be the lifeline on the millionaire.
Seems to be a theme in that first segment.
And the various hosts for the Monday Night Football.
That's right.
And the guy up in Baltimore. And Oklahoma, how do you like the show so far?
Hallelujah, mate.
Let's start today with a call 100. A prize package we've selected especially for you and a shot to win a trip to Southern California on Friday for WrestleMania 2000.
All right.
Lie straight ahead if you call Toya right now. Our toll-free line is 1-877-365-3636.
This is Variant. They just tease Don and Mike.
Sixth Sense from DVDExpress.com. Sixth Sense comes out next Tuesday.
Man, that's a good prize.
March 28th, but you have your copy today.
Right on.
From DVDExpress.com. Did you see the movie when it was in the theater?
No, I didn't.
Ah.
You're going to love it.
Well.
Great.
And I won't tell you that Bruce Willis is dead the whole time.
You've also qualified for Friday's free trip. Somebody this week wins a trip or two to Anaheim, California. See WWF WrestleMania 2000, April 2nd. Trip includes airfare, hotel, and tickets. Everybody else, watch this on pay-per-view, WrestleMania 2000. Available on Comcast or Cox Cable Systems. Call them to order. You're in the running. We'll give this trip away on Friday. Make sure you're listening.
I sure will.
Beautiful. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Okay, now, I give you a choice of a couple of things here.
All right.
We got guys coming in now for the slap-off, and we got the Sopranos lady coming on, so...
I just want to say that I saw the two combatants, the male combatants in the lobby, and that is a total mismatch.
You mean the guy who's nicknamed Tiny?
Yeah, Tiny looks
He's
like...
He's the favorite?
I mean, I didn't want to make eye contact with Tiny, but Buzz and I both saw him, and Tiny looks a little like Goldberg, doesn't he?
Pro wrestler type.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. A big man shaved head the whole night.
Right. Oh, feel bad. All right, well, maybe it'll be a quick match.
Yeah, and the other guy I didn't make eye contact with either. It was, you know... The wonderful location of the lobby out here where you get all the guests, and you, if you want to run by them, you have to run real fast.
Okay, so we can call the guy now who wants us to be the lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay.
Or we can get in a fight with the general manager. We might want to save this for tomorrow. Let me just tell you what was happening. There was a call that was screened that we didn't get to when we were taking calls during the last break. You know, in Baltimore, on Monday nights, on the station of Baltimore in JFK Jr., they still cut us off at 7 o'clock for a... some local sports show.
Right.
Okay? It's a once-a-week thing. There's nothing we can do about mm-hmm. it. And as you know, Ken Stevens, the Jackal, is no longer the general manager of WJFK in Baltimore.
They promoted somebody there, too?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Except I don't think it's like it is here.
They didn't make Alan the main guy for both stations like Ken was?
No. I think that, and as opposed to Alan Linewand here at WJFK FM, I think this guy at WJFK AM is really running the station.
Okay.
Oh. You know, because Ken really still runs this station.
Ken takes a, hands-on approach to this station.
Right, but I think he's pretty much washed his hands of this. So this guy up in Baltimore, apparently, Broyhill's... Well, let me call Broyhill in, because he told me the story. He got me all worked up
the
about it.
The Minister of Information?
Yes. Hey, Charles, who incidentally, today when he IM'd me... When we were on AOL,
yes,
it says, you know,
did you like that?
It says AOL has an instant message. Will you accept? And it was Charlie's screen name, so I clicked yes. And the first thing he typed was UGH.
UGH.
Did I spell it right?
Yes, yes, you did. Okay. So what did this caller from Baltimore say?
A guy called up and wanted to know why the show was being preempted in Baltimore. And I told him they run this coach's show every Monday. He said, well, that's what I thought. I called the GM. His name's Alan.
Another Alan.
Another Alan.
Wonderful.
And he said, why are you preempting the number one afternoon show in Baltimore for this coach's show that sucks and no one listens to? So, well, Don and Mike don't know what they're talking about. They're not number one in Baltimore.
Oh, man.
See, that's dangerous. That's dangerous because we don't say we're number one
unless we have the numbers to back us up.
Absolutely.
And this is the number one rated afternoon show in Baltimore. There's no two ways around it.
Why is the general manager, why in the name of all that is right and sane would he say that?
Because he's a WJFK AM.
I don't get. Well, explain that to me, because it really doesn't. I mean, I'd like you to. The reason I'm asking, I know what you're saying, but for the benefit of our listening audience,
explain it to everybody,
and try not to speak
right.
The way you do. Just
of
to
course,
us.
The FM station here for many, many years has been the sole programming, I guess,
vehicle
provider, right, of WJFK AM.
It's a simulcast.
We've carried them. They've been on our backs for years,
right,
and they've resented that. And
why? If they're making money, what the hell does it matter?
Well, you know how radio guys are.
I
know how they are.
But to lie to a listener about the success of their show, a show that's on their station?
Why, if a listener called, even if the listener's busting balls, why would the general manager say something bad about the only show on his radio station that's pulling any goddamn numbers?
We've actually done more Las Vegas-style shows in Baltimore than we have in Washington. I don't get it.
I mean, we don't lie about the numbers.
No.
I just saw the numbers that just came out. Why don't you call the GMO?
I have.
Oh, did he take your call?
No, he was in a meeting.
In a meeting.
Okay. So I was told.
Well, we're going to have a chat with this new general manager.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a chat to have him learn how to read a ratings book, first off. And second off, you know, learn him how to talk to listeners who call. Because even if a listener calls to complain, he should have just said, you know what? It's a decision we made, you know, to make money on Monday nights.
We have always felt that that station, WJFK AM, that is our neighborhood. It's just like WJFK FM down here. Both those stations, that's where we hang out. You know what I mean? That's why we drive up to Baltimore for our Las Vegas-style shows up there. And it's frustrating if they don't think of us as part of the group.
Well, I understand, though, what Charlie said. What he's saying
sure,
is
they resent it a little bit.
Sure. All they do is sit in Baltimore. All they are really is a relay station. They
right.
are no more than another affiliate
right.
for our show, except that they duplicate all the programming on WJFK FM. They take Stern, they take Liddy, they take this show, they take the Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have nothing to say with the programming of their own radio station.
But you have to agree with that listener that, you know, they really shouldn't be preempting this show. They should just let this show run because the show is successful.
Right. I don't get it. You know, and even though I've known that they were doing this for a long time, that's not how you treat one of our listeners.
And also,
that calls up the freaking general manager.
And it's not like we don't have contact with the people there, with those sales guys that come out there to the, you know, to the Las Vegas style shows. We have a lot of interaction with the promotional people
right.
and the sales people up in Baltimore. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
And now that Ken's out of the equation, I don't see why. Did we ever sign a contract with WJFK AM? I mean,
I don't think so.
That was never written into our original WJFK FM contract.
I don't think there's anything on paper.
So they would
that.
Be like any other Westwood One affiliate. Right?
Absolutely. And I know that there would be tons of stations in Baltimore that would love to have this show.
Right. You tell me that 104.3 wouldn't rather have this show than playing a box of Eagles and Joe Walsh records every day?
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe it's time.
That's interesting. We could find that out very easily.
We have no more allegiance to that station since Ken is no longer the general manager.
There. Absolutely.
Right? I mean, if they're going to preempt us, for God's sake, is it a Stan the Fan show?
Oh, my God, I hope not.
Is that what we're being preempted for on Monday?
We'll find out soon enough because we got plenty of friends up in Baltimore.
Steve in Baltimore. Steve, buddy.
Hey, Don, I'm like, I'm the guy who called Alan Hay.
Oh, you're the guy who called the general manager.
Yeah, I called Alan Hay. First of all, I talked to Gary Bauer Band.
Oh, he's useless.
Yeah, and
he's like a houseplant. All right, so
he told me that if it was his decision, you guys would not be preempted.
Okay.
But it's Alan Hay who came in. He was running. He was running XYV, and he got shifted over to WILIF and WJFK AM.
See, CBS, like every company, let me just give you a little background. CBS owns about 100 radio stations in every market.
Mm-hmm.
So they have one guy who's in charge of 3 or 4 different stations, and that's the case with this
guy. So he's basically coming from a competing radio station, even though it's the same company.
Right. Okay, so you got put through to the general manager. What did you say to him?
Well, Alan called me back, and returned his call, and I told him, I said, what's the deal with you preempting a Donna White on Monday nights to talk about college lacrosse? I can kind of understand it in the football season when you had the Ravens. You can almost kind of understand it.
Well, yeah, and they're also, you're talking about contracts with the Ravens, and so that
I thought
is,
it was a Ravens show. I thought it was, what's that coach's name, Brian Billick?
No, it's Stan the Fan.
College lacrosse?
This is a guy that has been trying to horn in on our territory for a million years.
Christ.
This no-talent moron.
All right, so what does the general manager say to
that? Well, Alan said that it was a deal on which he finally got enough sponsors to put a show on at a set time, 7 o'clock. And Don and Mike is a show that, unlike many, many shows, always goes past their time.
Here we go.
Now, and again, I would just like to point out, hello for all you dumbass radio programmers. I would think it would be better to have a show where the disc jockeys are not lining up at 3 minutes until 7 o'clock to leave. If our show goes 5 hours, we stay on for 5 hours.
Right.
Don't you want that from an employee? And you know what that translates to? That translates to higher ratings,
yes,
longer time spent listening, a better lead-in for the show that follows us. You know, I'm so tired of this goddamn argument. Well, if Don and Mike would just do a show that runs for the regular 4 hours,
right,
you know, why don't they get the fact that it's a bonus,
mm-hmm,
that we stay on past our allotted time?
But if anybody should know that, and anybody should understand that, it's the people up in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know, and so what did he say after that?
Oh,
well,
boy.
Well, at that point I said, well, it makes no sense because Don and Mike is the number one afternoon drive show in Baltimore. Isn't the sponsorship there? I said, who would not want to sponsor the number one show beside the sports show? And he says, well, I got news for you. Don and Mike's not number one up here. Maybe if you put Washington and Baltimore together, but they're not number one in Baltimore.
Listen, I'll tell you something. You rat, you son of a bitch. Not you, I'm talking to the general manager right now. We don't lie about our ratings.
No, that's crap.
That's something we don't lie about because it's real easy to check. You call the ratings company, Arbitron, mm-hmm, in Laurel, Maryland, and you can check.
Absolutely.
You'll find out that this show is number one rated in Baltimore.
Why would he possibly say that?
I don't know. And I asked him, I said, well, what about in the football season? They're going to take them off every day again? He says, absolutely. 7 o'clock, they're gone every day during the football season.
He said it like that?
Uh-huh. And he said, if you want to call me back in a month to kind of rattle my chain to see if I change my mind, you can. And I said, well, what good is it going to, you know, have me to call because you don't want to have this conversation? And he says, well, you can call me back in a month, but I doubt they'll change.
Confrontational prick.
Unbelievable.
His name is Alan Hay.
Yeah, I know his name. I know his name. I've met him before.
Sounds like he has an agenda.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Don.
Thank you for the input. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Please.
Oh, God.
Please.
All we're doing is trying to do our show.
Okay.
We got lots of roadblocks, lots of obstacles.
All we've done is delivered an audience, and the good people of Baltimore listen to us on a broke-dick AM station.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? The people of Baltimore go out of their way to turn off the FM dial, which most civilized people listen to.
Sure.
To turn on the antiquated AM dial to listen to us. And then they go the extra 9 yards where they report it to the ratings company. Mm-hmm. And the ratings company comes back with the news that the show's number one rated. And still, the prick general manager with the big forehead has to be a big man on the telephone to somebody complain.
Is this guy under Ken?
I don't know.
Under Ken, we got to find out.
I don't know. Don't know.
Got to find out.
Don't know.
Jeez.
Oh, man. So pissed.
Ridiculous.
Irene.
Hi, guys. This is the would-be Dennis Murphy stump sucker.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
I called this guy like 2 months ago because they were preempting you for Bay Runners basketball, which, let me tell you, there's maybe 100 people in the stands to see this sporting event.
Minor league basketball. I mean, it's not even the CBA.
Bay Runners?
It's not even CBA. It's below the CBA.
And nobody in Baltimore even wants to come to the stadium, let alone listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, they must give Stan the Fan free hot dogs, though.
Okay, Stan the Fan is the most worthless possible disc jockey or whatever.
We know that, but we don't... Well, listen, honey, we don't want to waste our valuable airtime talking about him.
Can I say one thing about this guy, though? I called and talked to this Hay guy.
Yes?
I said, look, I've listened to Don and Mike for years. I've been in Baltimore. I got to put up with this radio station that I can't even get in my neighborhood. Like, once I get into the city of Baltimore, it doesn't even pick up in town. I said, and now you're preempting it for the Bay Runners. Well, he goes, Don and Mike is not our number one priority here. Don and Mike is not what we are here for a radio station for. They are not what I come to work for every day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my God.
Did he really?
This guy's got a real agenda.
Wow. All right.
Well, we can deal with that.
Okay.
So get off and get on a decent station up here, please. This guy's pointless.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Right. Hold on.
Hey, where's Ken? I just feel like calling Ken.
Yeah, we got to call Ken.
For old time's sake.
We'll find out. We'll find out, you know, whether Ken has any say in this matter. And if he doesn't, then we'll ask him the next question, which you brought up about...
Just break the deal?
Just say forget it. If we're not a priority on there, that's fine. We can deal with that.
So, Vinny,
Jeff,
may I help you?
Yeah, hey, baby. This is Don and Mike. Is Ken Stevens there today?
Ken? Sure. Hold on.
Thank you.
His girlfriend left for another guy. Mine left for the woman. This is true.
All right, here we go.
Now we go through the maze.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. You know, starting out calmly, I think this is the way to go.
Yeah. The maze of Ken.
We speak to someone we have experience with.
He's our only liaison to CBS management.
He's probably...
Hello?
Ken.
Yeah?
It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Ken.
Don and Mike.
Ken, let me tell you, via FCC regulations, you're on the air.
Yeah, Ken, you answered that phone in a very New York way, kind of a more mellow way than you used to answer it when you were here in D.C.
No, that was the... hold on 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Maybe he's getting some.
Sorry. That was me being annoyed that I had to answer my own phone. You know?
There you go.
All right. Well, first off,
hi.
How's our digs up there? You know, we're coming up there in a couple of weeks.
Pretty plush.
Pretty plush, okay.
Nice brush.
We're looking forward to it.
All the air talent areas are real nice.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, listen, enough of the pleasantries. Here's why we're calling you.
Yes.
This boy that you put in charge of WJFK in Baltimore... Alan Hay?
Are you familiar with one Alan Hay?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, we understood during football season when you would preempt us on Monday nights for that Ravens show. Right? We even had a big fight about that, but we ended up coming to a compromise on that.
Yes.
And the compromise was basically that, you know, you were going to run this Ravens show on Monday night, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, now what they're doing now is... And you got to hear me out on this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, because it's not so much the fact that we're being preempted that is the problem, although that is a huge problem.
It's a little deeper than that.
Okay, they're preempting us now for a college lacrosse show hosted by Stay on the Fan that comes on at 7 o'clock on Monday night. Now, we don't know about this until our listeners call to tell us.
Yeah, we don't know if it's just college lacrosse, but it's obviously that's some of the content because we know people are dying to listen to that.
Minor league basketball.
The Bay Runners.
All this other crap. So
Jesus.
We just had two people on the air who called Alan Hay. And one person said to Alan Hay, why would you want to take off the number one rated afternoon show in Baltimore? And this guy said, quote, to the listener, well, first off, let me tell you something. Don and Mike are not number one rated. They're lying about that. Okay? All right, not good, not smart. First off, not true. And second, you know, not smart for a general manager to be saying that to a listener.
That's true.
Then he said to the guy, if you want to call me back in a month to try to jerk my chain, go ahead, but I'm not going to change my mind.
Then another listener called the guy.
And she says that she called him because they were preempting us for this low-rent basketball.
The Bay Runners.
And then she said, why are you doing this? No one wants to hear this. And he said, quote, Don and Mike are not a priority on WJFK.
I don't come to work for Don and Mike. And we were wondering two things. Number one, do you still supervise that operation? And if not, what are our allegiances? Do we have to stay on that station because now that you're not there anymore?
I thought we just had like a handshake agreement with you to be on that station before we even started being syndicated.
Yeah, that essentially was the deal. It was sort of pre-syndication.
Yes.
Excellent.
I would tell you that now that station operates under the our standard affiliation deal. That's just another affiliate.
Which is, from our standpoint, highly breakable. Highly breakable. We've done it before.
Yeah.
We've done it before.
So did you bring...
Well, I think that, you know, anytime an affiliate preempts the show without... good reason, and does it more than once or twice, you have grounds to have a discussion about the future on the show on that radio station.
And would you also think that when a general manager is really not telling our listeners the truth about our very, very good number one ratings in Baltimore, that might be a problem too? Yeah, I mean, I'd question what reason he would have to share that with a listener.
Well, I think you should call him and ask him.
Well, no. Listen, I don't want to talk to this prick.
Are you, let me ask you, let me cut right to the chase.
Are you his boss?
Are you his boss?
No.
You don't have anything to do. You kind of like, that was the end of your contact with Baltimore, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Then I guess we'll just go through the channels that we would go through if we were pissed at an affiliate.
Sure.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Talk to him on the air once.
Talk to him on the air?
Give him a call.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Any evidence that Ken had anything to do with this station right now, it was just totally dead.
Oh, yeah. If you tell anybody I suggested that, I'll absolutely deny it.
All right. Yeah, but I know now you don't have any contact with that station, that's
all right,
for sure.
Throw that guy to the wolves.
Right. Call him on the air.
All right, we shall.
All right.
But just be advised, we're going to start chomping around then.
I think there might be someone else in Baltimore that wants you if he doesn't, but I'm...
I know there would be, and I know that...
keep you on that station.
Station's WOCT, 104.3.
Excellent.
Once he talks to you, I'm sure he'll want to keep you.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
Okay.
No,
you
maybe
know,
not.
You know us. You know us.
Well, enjoy your New York afternoon there, Ken.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you here.
Thank you. How excited are the staff members of WNEW that will be coming up there?
I don't think they know that.
They don't know it yet?
I forgot.
You're the general manager.
Jeremy hasn't
there.
Laid out the red carpet and told anyone your plans yet.
Well, Ken, listen, when we come up there, please.
We've been saying it on the air for a goddamn month.
You know, I know what you and Jeremy always like to plan for us. Please, no cakes, no parties.
Really? The dancing girls in the limo are out, too.
You should probably just warn the people.
Or just a short cab ride from the train station.
Just warn the people that we'll be there in 2 weeks. You know, we're coming up.
Okay.
You knew that, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
But you know I'm the last to know.
All right. All right. Thank you, Ken.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
He's okay. In New York.
There he is.
He's in the biggest radio market in the United States.
New York, Ken.
Unreal. Christ.
You know, what a mess.
He just fed this guy hay to the wolves. Yep. You know that.
All right. Well, we'll put him down on the list.
Absolutely.
Alan Hay. Here's a guy calling us from Ocean City who says he used to work for him. Hello, Ken.
Don and Mike. How you doing, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hi.
Just lots of wet and rain down here in Ocean City listening to you talk about an old buddy.
Listen, we don't need the bio. We don't need the bio.
No forecast, please.
What did you want to say?
Nothing. I just used to work for Alan Hay, and he fired me about 10 years ago.
Oh, that means you're a radio guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Goodbye. We got a ban on radio guys calling the weather report.
Now we got a low-pressure system coming in here. Incidentally, I worked for the Alan Hay.
28 miles per hour. All right, here's Jason from Virginia. Oh, Jason went to the school where the kids are putting the animal feces all over the bathroom.
Now we can get a student's perspective.
Hello, Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, you went to that school?
Radio gods. Now, I went to all the schools here. When they were building the new schools, they shifted us from school to school to school.
Okay.
And I didn't happen to hear exactly which school, but I can tell you now, every school in Fredericksburg has that problem. The big problem is you have 3,000 students going to one school. You go into the bathroom, there's a line going out the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
The toilets don't flush. There's no toilet. There's toilet paper. When I went there, not but 3 years ago, we used to take toilet paper and stick it in the, I don't know if I can say this, up in the fire extinguishers to flood the bathroom so they would get the idea that the bathrooms were nasty and they needed a shower.
So are you saying that every school there down there, they're having problems with just a shortage of schools, so they're all overcrowded now and they still are?
Yeah, well, if they're building now, but when I went, we actually had classes in trailers. Outside the school, they had about
lots of schools do that. Now,
30 or 40 little baby trailers that you had to go to.
Well,
40?
Lots of schools do that.
Yeah, I mean, they have.
I know lots of schools have them, but I mean, 40. If you picture 40 of them,
it's literally the whole side parking lot would be filled. The elementary schools, they're just now starting to. We have schools from, like, one of them, Chancellor Elementary, was from, like, 1914 that hasn't even been built.
You know, not to get too political, though, but when you go by and you go by these cities and you see these brand-new stadiums in every city in America, and you go by every single public school, and you see trailers out in the, you know, out in the backyard.
That's why I say, God bless Jack Kent Cook. Bloody good. Built a stadium with his own money.
Hey, there you go.
What?
That's what I said.
That's right.
I'm just saying, I don't blame these kids one bit. It is nasty sometimes. And
oh, really?
Getting them to do something about it. You'll go to the office and complain.
What?
You'll go to the office and complain.
What?
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
Yeah, funny.
What?
All right. He was just going to get it off his chest about his school.
I got the gist. But you never actually, like, put feces in the bathroom yourself, did you?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right, thank you. That's what we're looking for, but thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad you could get that off your chest.
So the kids are going, they're loopy for the lack of bathroom space.
Uh-huh. Hello, Willie. You know, line one is on the fritz. I don't know what's wrong with line one, but it's out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hi. Hey, will someone please put a call into this general manager in Baltimore. Let's get him on the air. Let's get this done with.
Yes, let's end this.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you, I tried the flavored relish test. You remember a couple weeks ago you were talking about if you eat lemons and lemons and lemons.
Oh, right, it's supposed to make your juice taste better.
Don't work.
It didn't work?
Well, how do you know?
13 years of marriage, finally talked to my wife into it, never again.
You mean in 13 years your wife had never sampled your jizz?
Nope.
Well, I hope you didn't tell her that by eating a lemon, it would taste like lemon meringue pie.
Hey, lemon,
like
I'm doing 2 and 3 and 4, lemon chicken, lemon aid, lemon everything.
It's not really going to make that much of a difference.
Frankly, I'd rather get back to the topic. You've been married for 13 years, and your wife has never done that.
Not part of her program, man.
Are you talking about the full thing, or she hasn't
given...
All
the way down to the bottom.
Okay, so she has given you Monica. She just has...
Oh, many, 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 yeah.
But this is the first time you gave her a milk mustache.
Exactly.
And do you think by eating the lemons that it would be some sort of, like, lemon drop flavor?
Well, I was hoping for something.
Well, you know, she get done and she go, oh, that was yummy.
Lemony good.
That was
yummy.
Yeah,
you know, popsicle, maybe.
No.
Of course not.
It doesn't work like that. I think it's just supposed to take a little bit of the bitterness out.
Well, didn't work for me, fellas.
Sorry about that.
All right, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
But hey, look on the bright side. At least you finally forced your wife to try that once.
Yeah, and I'm done for life now.
Done for life? Well, maybe you can try eating like peppers or something. Well, try something, try a different flavor. The guy that called that day said that besides lemons, there was something else.
There was many different food items you keep. Buzz, you remember that?
Garlic was one of my things.
Oh,
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Garlic.
You know,
oh, man.
To make it taste better.
Right. To make it taste good.
To make it taste like a smoothie. Like a smoothie like that you get at Columbo Yogurt or place like that.
Nice Italian ice.
Right.
There you go.
Hey. Great juice. Ooh, this is the tastiest jizz.
Oh, God, you like saying that word, and it creeps me when you say it. I don't know why.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on, jizz.
Oh, God.
Hello. John and Mike show.
Erin Gobrakovich. Erin Gobrakovich.
Here you go, Mike.
He's got a big rack. He's Erin Gobrakovich, best movie since Titanic. Erin Gobrakovich.
That's your man.
Very good. Very nice. Nice new melody.
That is your man.
There he is.
Hello, Seth.
Yeah, man, I just took a sex ed class, and the teacher went into specifics about this, how no matter what you eat, it doesn't matter. It's going to taste exactly the same based on your chemistry.
What would taste the same?
Jizz.
The teacher said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, that's what Professor Jizz said.
Professor Irwin Jizz. Dancing around the classroom.
All right, thank you, Seth.
Now, students, on the subject of taste, I've always read that it's affected by diet.
Really?
So I'm surprised to hear him say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder I never get that treatment then. Well, with my diet, for goodness sake, I can imagine what it tastes like. It's like just putting your mouth down a garbage disposal.
Cool Ranch.
Time out. We'll be back. We'll start the slap off in just a moment.
This
microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
It's Cunny Riffic, the Don and Mike Show.
You know, we're set just as well with our schedule today. I was just told that Christopher Titus won't call until tomorrow.
Yes, Titus, star of the show, Titus, was on last night on Fox.
Right. He'll call tomorrow, so we'll have a day to get over how disappointing we thought the show was, and we'll work up some fake enthusiasm for him.
That's a wonderful plan
on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Wow, you're on the air.
Oh, just grand. I just wanted to tell Jeff and his teacher that they're stupid because I know from first experience that jizz does taste different depending on what the person has ate.
What the person ate.
Even if they have two orgasms in a row, it tastes different.
You mean from one to the next?
Yes.
Wow. Really, what's the best tasting you've ever had? Describe the best tasting you've ever had.
The best tasting?
Yeah, what did it taste like, the best?
Well, of course, a little bit salty, but it was after somebody ate a pretty good diet of, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, so...
Fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So that's interesting. Well, that's interesting.
So could you is there a distinctive taste to it though?
Fruity?
Yeah, like if they're not overweight, but if they're not in the best shape, they taste a little bit different. Or like if somebody is not,
honey,
oh.
If they eat a lot of junk food, it tastes pretty raunchy.
It tastes pretty raunchy.
Really?
Junk.
Yeah.
Really?
So somebody that would eat a lot of burgers and fries, would that
right.
be somebody?
Right. And if they're, people that eat fast food all the time, probably yes. wouldn't want to go down on them too much.
You wouldn't. How many different recipes would you estimate you've sampled?
I would say probably at least 3 dozen.
Oh, you least, naughty little girl.
At least, you've sampled at least 36 different recipes.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Just yes, matter sir. Of factly. So,
I'm
boy,
sorry?
Are you a married lady?
I'm a married lady. Yes.
Oh, so this is during your illustrious career.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now your husband.
I had a few years that I was pretty naughty.
Oh, great!
Mm-hmm. Really?
And now your husband satisfies you?
Yes, he does. Very much so.
And how does he taste?
Pretty damn good, I must say.
He eats a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes, he does.
And he works out.
Yes, he does.
Did you ever mention to one of the guys who eats fast food? Did you ever mention to him that was not the best milkshake you'd ever had?
Gave him an idea.
You know, can I go on record and say that the fat guys don't have enough going against them? That now this lady is saying it's the in shape guys, you know, that have the best taste and stuff.
Jizz. You could say that.
I just feel
that's
bad.
Just
wouldn't
from
it be
my personal experience? Somebody else may have a different one.
Wouldn't it be? Well, I hope we get a girl that calls and says, "No, that's
well,
wrong."
You know.
The best guys, best tasting guys, are the guys that are the fattest.
Yeah.
Well, would you want to go down on somebody that's fat and that can't wash their body?
I wouldn't want to go down on any man,
honey,
ma'am.
Honey, hold on now. We're not talking specifically about the act. And we're not talking about the body cheese that you might encounter.
That's right.
We are simply talking about the stuff that comes out of the tap.
That's what we're talking about here. Now, if you're talking about the overall experience, that's a different story. But if
we're simply talking about
flavor.
Okay.
And you're saying that the flavor on guys that eat a lot of junk food is worse than guys that eat fresh fruits and vegetables?
Yes, sir. I'm saying that.
Okay. That's good. Well, I was saying that's too bad for the, you know, the fat guys that eat a lot of junk food because, you know, they've got enough going against them now with, you
poor
know.
Poor Louis Anderson.
Yeah, poor Louis Anderson. You know, like he's
well,
not.
Maybe they should stop and think about it then, you know? Maybe they should change their ways of life.
I think that's a very good idea.
Okay. Well, you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let me just say, who wants a carrot?
Yeah, that's right. And Rob, I thought I heard you say something.
Rob, go get me some tomatoes.
Coming up.
What were you going to say about that lady, Rob?
Oh, she's a whore.
She's a whore. Right. Please. Please, honey.
Double whore.
Hello.
Radio God. Shy whore.
Hello, Jay.
Radio God, Jay in Sacramento. Love your show. First time, long time. Blah,
come
blah,
on,
blah.
Jay. No bio. Please get right to the call.
Right to the call, baby. Page 283 in the New Vogue magazine. Jennifer Aniston at the Playboy Mansion, January 17, 2000. She is, well, she's naked.
Sir, I have the picture in front of me.
You have it.
In a plastic cover.
Haven't you talked about it?
Yes, where have you been?
Oh, crap.
Caller, are you sure it's Vogue? Because the picture Don has is from Vanity Fair. So you don't have the magazine wrong?
You know what? I'm wrong on all accounts. Uh-huh. Love you guys.
Thought so.
Bye-bye.
Well done.
And that would be all counts. But I'm sure his jizz tastes wonderful.
Eat more tomatoes. First time, long time, wrong magazine. Already been set on the show. Dummy, hi.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Lisa. I called last week about swallowing.
About what?
Swallowing.
About falling?
No.
Yeah.
About what?
Swallowing.
Oh, swallowing.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
How are you?
We're great, thank
you. Buzz, you knew what she said, but you just didn't want to say swallowing.
Didn't
want
to say it, but I felt better since she said it with me in unison.
Do you remember me?
Yeah, of course we do. Sure,
okay.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that, in my experience, that it does matter what you eat. Like, if you eat a lot of sweets,
yeah,
it tastes even better.
Incredible!
Well, that would mean junk food. So if somebody was to eat, like, a lot of Twinkies, I'm a little paranoid about this.
I just wanted to make you guys feel better.
That's good. So if, like, you ate, if you went off your diet, say, last night, and you ate some cashew brittle, it would taste better?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're not going to believe this. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's have pie.
How much cashew brittle did you eat last night?
About half a bag.
Hello, James.
I mean, half a bag. Big bag.
Hello, James.
That's hello, right. Don and Mike.
James.
I went surfing, just got back from Hawaii, and a buddy of mine was insisting that I learned how to surf, so he gave me his wetsuit, and we hit the surf. And while I was surfing, I wrecked, and the board went underwater, and it's buoyant, so when it came up with a lot of force right in between my legs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And what happened? I burst my left testicle.
Oh, Jesus. You popped your scrot. Oh.
Yeah, Mike, have you ever taken a golf ball and taken it apart and seen all the string inside?
Oh, my God. That is horrible.
And the worst part is I was in a little, off the beach. I got this little restroom. I passed out, and my buddy had to carry me to the car and drive me to the hospital.
Oh,
first hospital was closed, and the next one, was another 2 hours away.
Oh, God!
Oh, Jesus. Were they able to save the nut?
Back up, but it was swollen for quite a while.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Don't try surfing, guys.
All right, thank you, James.
Gives new meaning to the expression, hang 10.
Thank you. Hello. Rick in Spokane.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
You used to have a girlfriend that would complain if I ate onions or garlic or anything real, real spicy. She said it really ruined the flavor of it.
All right. Thank you, Rook.
All right.
Would it be safe in assuming that most women that do that are not necessarily going to treat it like it's some sort of wine?
No,
I believe...
They're
simply going to do it just to
get it over with.
I believe that would be the vast majority. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, I mean, I don't think...
You know, we'll have a couple of road whores...
Right.
...that will call us and say, oh, I love it. I gargle with it.
Like that last lady that called it, 36 times.
But I think generally most women...
Right.
...who do it...
Just do it to get it over with.
Yeah.
And it's out of...
Like castor oil. Like when your mom would give you castor oil.
It's kind of like a courtesy flow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, right. Hello, Anbil.
That grossed you out, didn't it, Buzz?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Anbil. How do you pronounce your name?
No, it's Nabil, man. N-A-B-I-L.
Oh, A-N-B-I-L. All right. Nabil.
Yeah.
Hi, Nabil.
Listen, about, let's say, a year ago, year and a half, I'm not quite sure, I tried eating the actual orange peels from an orange. I thought it would make, my gentleman's relish taste like...
Oh, how old are you?
Me? I'm 19.
Okay. He's Middle Eastern, though, Mike. They're very, late developed.
North African. That's still Arabic, but,
Okay, so you're eating orange peels. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And about 2-3 hours later, something like that, I figure given enough time to digest and all, she gives me a nice little, can I say BJ?
Oh, come on. Just we know.
I don't know. I have no clue. I'm not really too sure.
We know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, anyway, she said she couldn't taste the difference at all. And I tried doing it again, but with, more orange peels, still didn't work.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew it doesn't work.
All right.
It could change from person to person.
And I want you to know, we all don't believe you.
Thank you, though.
Bye-bye. There you go.
Hello. Jennifer.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that Grant Napier, I had called Sacramento Station, and the guy told me Grant Napier has a bigger following than you.
Oh, honey, I can only take one radio station argument a day. I really can. I can only take one argument a day. If you're calling about the Sacramento Station...
Yes.
Well, let me just tell you, on the record, that this show is number one rated in Sacramento. Grant Napier can sniff my anal vapors. Grant Napier doesn't have half the ratings that this show does.
That's what she wants. You're giving her what she wants.
And I don't
hear her giggling. She's enjoying it.
I don't have time to get into this with you. We have bigger fish to fry.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Amelia, I thought you were calling to talk about jizz.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I
certainly
don't do that. That's gross.
Certainly not. Of course, see, now there's your average woman.
Yeah, I believe
there.
So. Absolutely.
There you go. It's icky.
It is icky.
It's icky.
I agree with most women on that.
It's icky.
It's horrible.
Except mine.
Oh, yes. Yours is marmalade.
Mine is like frozen yogurt.
Frozen, huh?
Well
frozen yogurt.
After it sits out for a while.
Oh.
You know, it's like the swirl. That's what it is. Mine's like a creamsicle. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
You could jizz around these nuts.
Didn't we ban? Didn't you ban
yes.
that? Didn't you ban that a moment ago?
Yes, these nuts has been banned.
And this is your second time calling with it.
No, really, this is my first time.
No, come on.
Come on, you're lying.
No, I swear to God, this is my first time calling you, about these nuts.
You know, no, it's not.
It is.
Listen, Chewy, we have put a ban on these nuts.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sorry.
All right, get the word out.
Forgive me.
All right, get the word out.
Okay, these nuts is banned.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Is that Release the Hounds guy?
You know, it could have been.
Sounds like
at the very end, he sounded like,
Release the Hounds.
These nuts is banned. Because he hasn't done a Release the Hounds in a long time.
Yeah, what same happened guy. To the Release the Hounds guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Where is that guy? That's what I wanted.
Yeah,
though.
That's him.
All right, time out. You know, we have not started the slap off.
No, we haven't.
All right, let's do this and we'll come back. I promise. Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
Time for a station break. Mobile, Alabama. Radio station there is WABB. In Claremont, New Hampshire, the radio station WTSB. And in Portland, Oregon, Guy Talk, KGUY.
Helping you to understand comedy, Don and Mike.
Well, we're trying.
Yes, we are.
All right, now the slap-off lies straight ahead.
All right.
I think we're going to put off the argument with the general manager in Baltimore until tomorrow.
That could be a tad time-consuming.
We have tried to call him off the air, and he has not returned the telephone calls.
Mm. Unsuccessful attempts to reach him.
Right. We've tried to get him to book him on the show today, to book him like a guest.
Yeah, right. You know, his last name's Hay, so I think whenever we talk to him, we just have to say, hey, hey, hey!
Of course you said, hey, would you blow me? But either way, Jesus Christ, I just saw the guy you were talking about.
I told you. I told you. There he is.
I just saw the guy you were talking about, the guy who looks like he just stepped out of a prison movie.
He's a very scary man.
Looks like he just came off the set of Oz.
He's extremely scary.
Yeah, bring him in. Yeah, bring these guys in. I'd rather listen to these guys slap than yell at the general manager in Baltimore. We could do that on tomorrow's episode.
I tell you, this is a guy we put on the payroll right here.
Oh, right here, boys. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Step up to the microphone.
He is a very scary guy. He came into the bathroom when Buzz and I were in there. It's very tiny. Look at you.
Tiny.
Right after him.
What was that?
What's that?
I shook right after you.
Yes, I know you did. It was a little nervous.
Now, Tiny.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
He's a bad looking guy.
He looks like a wrestler. He has a shaved head. He has earrings.
Right.
And he has a big, big, giant ZZ Top like goatee.
It's a commanding presence. And then we've got Tiny's opponent here. What was your first name again, sir?
Billy.
Billy, are you intimidated by Tiny's look? Oh, you're not. Yeah. Not at all. Wow.
Tiny, let me find out a little bit about you, sir. Wait, what is your first name?
My first name is Jason.
And Jason, what are your stats?
About 6'5", about 330.
6'5", 330.
A big man.
Do you think you could pick up Rob Spiewak?
Sure.
Pick him up. Right now. Easily.
No problem for him. Hey, Tiny, want to come out to the next Las Vegas Dell show and hang out on the stage?
Absolutely.
Christ, this guy's intimidating.
He is indeed.
And Billy, you're so tiny by comparison. On any other day, you'd be a big guy, but today you're tiny.
You know, Billy, you do look like you got a little attitude, though. You've been in a few scrapes in your day, huh?
Quite a few.
Yeah, and you probably won a few of them, too, haven't you? Sure, all right.
But never against a guy like Tiny, right?
Oh, a couple guys as big as him.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
What do you guys do? Tiny, what do you do for a living?
Believe it or not, I'm a computer programmer.
Okay.
Right.
Makes me laugh. I love that. And Billy?
Oh, that's great.
Billy, what do you do?
I'm a lawn care technician, actually, out of Chantilly here.
Lawn care technician.
You know, everybody's got a title nowadays. You work landscaping? Is that what you do?
I push a spreader.
All right.
Lawn care technician.
Chemical manure, right?
That's like, you know, when women say domestic engineer because they don't want to say a housewife, right?
That's right.
Very similar.
Executive assistant when they're a secretary.
Secretary. Yeah. We've all got our titles.
What does it say at the front desk at KFH for the receptionist?
Director of First Impressions.
Director of First Impressions.
To make a good first impression. Thank you.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Robbie, get these guys situated, please.
This gentleman, that actually might be the best way to do it, right? With having Tiny down there.
See, we have a stage here in the studio, and we're going to put Billy on the stage so that these guys are actually facing each other.
Billy, I've got good news for you. This is not a question of strength. This is a question of attrition.
Stamina.
I have stamina.
Right. Now, what we need is a very steady rhythm of you guys slapping each other. Now, we don't want it to be slapping so hard that you're in a fight with a guy, but it must be hard enough that it leaves. That would be too hard.
Make a little noise. Make some noise.
That would be too soft.
That sounds good.
Let's practice. Tiny, why don't you just slap Billy once and let us...
Okay. Now, Billy, you try back.
Billy? Okay. Now, Billy slapped Tiny a little harder than Tiny slapped Billy.
Right.
Billy, why don't you try to slap Tiny a little softer?
A little softer?
A little softer.
Yeah, maybe a little harder than that.
A little too soft.
A little harder than that.
A little harder than that.
Now, Tiny, you try Billy again. A little bit. Now, gentlemen, just both of you, just tweak it up just a tiny bit more, and you'll get the right intensity.
Okay, Billy, try it once now.
All right.
That's excellent. Good.
So now we're going to...
Okay, now that will be the velocity.
Yeah.
Now, and sometimes I'll tell you to pick up the pace. When we want rapid fire stuff. What we want is... We want some real cadence here. We want, you know, to be able to tap our toes
right to
the sound of you guys slapping each other in the face. There can only be one winner. One of you wins $100. The other guy gets dick.
We've actually had lots of experience where it's gone all the way, where, you know, we just finally pull the plug on it. But, you know, if one of the guys drops out, the other guy's automatically the winner.
Yvonne, right? I might not be home for dinner.
All right, there you go. That's Tiny, I guess. Yeah. Is Yvonne your wife?
She's my intended.
You're in your fiance?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
You must just crush her.
You look like, you know, it's not all fat on you either.
No.
Do you lift weights?
Thanks.
Do you lift weights?
No, I used to.
What do you think you could bench press?
Right now, I don't know. The best I ever did was 540.
Crazy.
Cool.
Just picked up Rob.
What are the guys that you go down to Redskins Park and what do they bench press?
Less than that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Less than that.
Wow. Me by 200.
Yeah, right. Okay, Billy.
All right, listen. Let's get this underway. Yes, sure, Tony.
I just want to say hi to all the booze fighters out there.
What are the booze fighters?
It's a motorcycle club.
A motorcycle club.
Shocker, he's a motorcycle guy.
That's great.
He's in a motorcycle gang.
While we slap off?
What? Billy, what were you saying?
I'll give you all a good topic to talk about while... just something to show you real quick in the Maxim magazine of April.
You brought a magazine?
Yes.
You brought a visual aid with you?
Oh, yes.
Billy wants to show us something, Don.
All right, very quickly, Billy, but I'll tell you... You're slowing the show down now by bringing a magazine in.
All right, Billy is...
What does he have for you?
No, bring it over to him, because then I'm going to tell you that was not a good choice.
What is this?
It's the 30 worst albums of all time.
Okay. All right.
Don't bring stupid magazines in here.
Or the Yoko Ono thing.
Billy, I got to tell you, I was rooting for you.
Yeah, because the underdog thing was going. Yeah.
I'm rooting against you now.
Right. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, now when you hear the bell, we want regular slaps.
It's going to go ba, ba, ba. But that's the tempo you want. Okay?
We have a 4-hour-plus radio show. We are in no rush. So this will be a battle of attrition. Are you ready, Tiny?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Billy, with a visual aid?
Ready to go.
And I don't mean you have AIDS in the eyes.
No.
You brought in something. Okay, and
let's get it on.
Go.
My arm's going to get tired for this.
That's actually one of the factors, too, that actually has knocked a contestant out before.
Yes, arm strength plays into this.
There seems to be a little...
this doesn't mean we're dating or anything.
A little word game or something like that.
Yeah, nothing like that. Definitely.
You're engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. We've never had two guys talk to each other while they're doing this.
They're very affable. They're enjoying each other's company so far.
I know you're probably wondering, if you've never heard this before, what do we do during commercials? Well, what we do during commercials is keep these guys slapping.
Right.
There is no stopping right now.
Don, I have a report already that Billy's cheek, it's the one I can see, already showing quite a bit of redness. Redneck.
Sorry about that, Billy.
I apologize.
Tiny, do you feel anything?
We'll stay.
Always starts out very pleasant. They both have kind of smiles on their face, and then very soon after, the smiles seem to go away.
I'm just thinking about how proud my mother is. Top of the world, Mom.
And she wasn't proud already. Look at you, you freak.
Jesus Christ, shaved head.
Oh, my God.
Big, gigantic beard. Look like you just came out of prison.
A big tattoo on your arm. Why wouldn't your mom be proud? Christ, this is just a cherry on her case.
Tiny, you ever kill a man just to watch him die?
Once in Reno. My fault.
So you can keep slapping while you're answering the question.
Just as long as you know he didn't look anything like me, I'm good to go.
Well, boy, these guys, they are like doing shtick here.
Yeah, they seem to be fine.
Back and forth.
And it's,
you got a Harley.
Yeah, actually, I do.
What kind of you got?
Well, I'm building a 96-inch rigid.
Oh, okay.
They're doing the show. We're just sitting here and being observers. You know?
That's fine. They're continuing to slap. That is the whole goal of the slap-off.
This is a war of attrition, gentlemen.
They're slapping each other at the rate of about 140 slaps per minute between the two of them.
Thanks, boss.
Is that what you were doing over there?
So 2 minutes in, they've already...
Too much time on his hands, doesn't it?
They've already slapped each other over 300 times.
Buzz, what is the condition of Tiny's left cheek?
It's a little shadowy from where I am. It looks unaffected, really, so far.
Billy's a little red. Yeah. You know, looks like he's been out in the cold. There they go.
Well, so you were actually
counting the slaps, Buzz.
I counted how many slaps per 10 seconds, multiplied that by 6, that gave you the per minute rate.
Yes. Yeah, I keep my arms going for 60 minutes.
It's the most chatty combatants that we've ever had. Very
I'm
going to
make a bold prediction that I would imagine that this happy, up-tempo dialogue in about 5 minutes will deteriorate.
Yes, I think so. They seem to be handling it very well so far. But, you know, most of the guys on the slap-off always start out like this.
Keep my arm up here.
Okay. Anybody's arm getting tired?
Oh,
no.
No? Now, Billy, you said Tiny, your arm's a little tired?
Yeah.
You got a bigger arm to haul up there.
Uh-huh. Well, hey, they had to bring me up to altitude here.
Yeah, I would say technically Billy does have an advantage because he's about 1 foot off the ground, so he can match Tiny's height. So that makes it easier on his arm, whereas Tiny does have to lift his arm up to get to Billy's face.
Thank you very much.
Well, maybe at some point we should switch positions then.
Oh, yeah? What do you want me to do, jump?
Yeah.
So we'll just put you on the ground and let Tiny stand at normal height.
Yeah, and you'd have to, you'd have to raise your arm up. You know, that would be funny.
Gentlemen, switch positions, please. Switch positions.
Switch, right now, switch.
And this will be funny right here.
Switch and...
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
No. See, this doesn't work. Tiny needs to stand down. No, this doesn't work. Because Tiny... Like this guy's coming up to Tiny's belt buckle. It's good if you wanted to give him oral, but... Switch back.
There they go.
Back to normal.
Switch back.
2 feet on
me. Okay. Right, there you
keep
go.
It going. Keep it going. Come
okay.
on.
A little less shoulder concern with Tiny over here so far.
I swear to God, when Tiny stood up on the stage and Billy stood in front of him, Billy's head came to Tiny's belt buckle.
I
mean, that's how gigantic Tiny is. Man. Oh, man.
All right.
We gotta work the microphone, Mike. Here we go. Okay.
What part of Alexandria you live in?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're listening to the slap off.
Maybe sound of hand on cheek.
Maybe. The stupidest thing we do on this show.
Yes.
Probably the stupidest thing I've done in a very long time.
And I'll tell you, highly entertaining.
You're listening
5 minutes
to two gigantic men slapping each other.
That just...
You know what we need? We need a speed round for the next minute. We got to go at... Robbie, get me my plate spinning music.
Okay.
Because we've got to go double time. I'll give you the cue when to go double time. Fortunately for you, you have time while Rob searches for the music.
Stand by, Tiny. Stand by, Billy. You are about to go double time in
Rob,
what is the equivalent of a lightning.
Any music will do.
Of a lightning round.
Anything will do.
They've each delivered about 400 slaps so far.
Thank you for keeping the tally, Buzz. It's an unofficial tally.
How do you get that gig?
An unscientific tally.
Yes, all right, here we go. Guys, for the next minute, you must go double time. On your mark, get set, and go. Double time now. Double time. Double time. That's right. That's right.
A little faster. Easy on the intensity, gentlemen.
Fast, though. Fast, guys.
That can accelerate very quickly. A little faster. A little faster.
That's right. Just like that. Keep that going now.
Counting Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz is counting them right now.
Buzz will actually, you know, do that figure and get the lightning round velocity of slaps. The amount of slaps.
Keep slapping, guys.
Arms getting tired, boys?
Nope. Yeah, of course it's getting tired.
They're
well, they have a nice rhythm going where they're slapping each other at the same time.
40 seconds through the lightning round now. They're just grabbing at the same time now.
Billy's cheek is totally red now. There is no white color in his face.
All right, slow it down. Go back to the regular pace. That seems so slow by comparison. Buzz, how many slaps did we have in that lightning round?
At double the rate, the lightning round lasted, what, 2 minutes?
1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. Then it was about 300 slaps or about 150 slaps per guy.
These are brave men. These are honorable men. These are stupid men.
I agree. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to do a break. While we're doing the break, you will keep slapping. Now, when we come back, the lady, the cousin of the guy in Rochester who's on The Sopranos is going to be calling us.
Ah, good.
And we are simply going to interview her while you continue to slap yourself.
Very good.
What we're going to do at this point is just continue with the regular show.
Right.
While you guys keep slapping yourselves until one of you quits.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. They're in it for the long haul. Let's clear the lines out, Toya.
Yeah.
Take a caller 100 right now. A prize package selected especially for you. A shot at a free trip to Southern California for WrestleMania.
And gentlemen, no switching arms, please.
Phone number 1-877-365-3636. A good pace. Keep that pace up during the commercials.
Very clever, boys.
These guys will continue to slap. You call in to win, and we will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show, Sports 1140 KHT. The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Have Herculean appetite for the diverse and the bizarre. Don and Mike.
Well, I'll tell you the latest on these guys. But I had to keep them going during the commercial.
Yeah, they wanted to take a break?
Well, they were. Now they've picked up the pace. Now the microphones are back on.
Yes.
But they were barely tapping each other during the commercials. I mean, these guys require constant supervision.
Yes, they need. They're high maintenance, very much so.
Yeah, you're damn right they are.
Yes, so we've got Tiny and Billy. Tiny and Billy.
Billy.
I know. Slap, guys. Keep it going now. Keep it going. Get a rhythm. Establish a rhythm. Establish a cadence.
Tiny, I find that now your left hand is supporting your right arm because you're experiencing a little arm fatigue. Is that true?
Got all that, did you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And Tiny, after that smart alecky comment, you're going to have to remove that left arm from under your arm, unfortunately. That is
Tiny, do what he says.
Go ahead. Sorry, Tiny. Sorry about that.
The other guy's using that support also.
Yes, and you have to do the same, Billy. We have to make it equitable.
Just so you don't know.
There we go. Guys, anybody's face face hurting at this point?
No.
No, the face is... you know, I'm beginning to realize when we do this, the faces hold up a lot better than the arms do.
But a lot of times, the faces, the second day,
yes.
The guys come back the second day, and they show us that their face looks like the saddle on a horse.
And their eyes are closed.
Hi, guys. I was... it just started to swell up at bedtime.
A lot of times, their faces look like Lady Slim Jim's skin.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's that?
Hello, what's up? Who is this?
What's that?
Oh, come on. I'll give you one more shot.
Hey, this is a student at the University of Florida.
What is your name?
My name is Ben Anderson.
Ben?
What can we do for you, Benjamin?
Hey, I'm just calling in.
Well, that's
trying
just
to be
great.
The 100th caller.
Ah, there he knew he was calling. Benjamin, you have won an advanced DVD copy of The Sixth Sense from DVDExpress.com. The Sixth Sense comes out on DVD next Tuesday, but you have your copy now from DVDExpress.com.
Ah, very nice.
But wait, Benjamin, there's more. You've also qualified for a free trip to Anaheim, California to see WWF WrestleMania 2000 on April 2nd. Please listen to Friday's episode.
Yeah, much appreciated.
And what is your major?
My major, I'm double majoring in English and history.
Ben Anderson.
Going to be a future teacher of America.
That's wonderful, Benjamin.
And still, your radio is up way too loud in the background.
You're going to make a great teacher, Benjamin.
I am. I'm sure I will.
How old are you, Ben?
I am 22.
22 just sounds like he's 60.
You know, I think this guy's plenty fine. Ship him right off to the latest public school. He's ready to teach our children now.
I am ready.
He can pick up the dusty excrement.
Hey, look, there's dust, and there's rocks in this excrement.
Imagine that, like that. Probably a teacher was saying, gravel in this one.
All right, hold on, please.
No problem.
All right, Benjamin.
All right.
All right, that is Benjamin from Florida.
Ben Anderson.
Caller number 100. All right, the girl from The Sopranos is late. She's calling us late, so we're going to move on and wait for her to call us back.
Meanwhile, Tiny and Billy continue their slap off as the pace is very good, and I think the intensity of the slaps are just about right on.
Yes. Yep, and they both have one arm behind their back, and they're slapping each other with the right hands. That would be Tiny's right hand going on Billy's left cheek, Billy's right hand going on Tiny's left cheek.
Both guys seem to be hanging right in there. There doesn't seem to be any let up in sight on this.
Anybody wants to quit?
Nope.
Anybody thinking about it?
Nah. Absolutely not.
All right.
Tiny, you were a little hesitant there. You
put
a little
arm back underneath there?
No, you can't.
I'm my smart aleck male.
Listen, we have a couple of pieces of mail to deal with. First, there's the guy from, I think I said he was from Charlotte. I'm sorry, he's from Myrtle Beach,
okay,
South Carolina, and he's going to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
To be a millionaire.
He would like one of us to be his lifeline.
Wonderful.
Okay, so let's try to call that guy right now.
He would be one of us.
All right, we're calling the guy from Myrtle Beach.
All right, his name is Phil.
Phil?
Phil
Connor? Phil? Needle nose?
All right, calling Phil right now.
Am I right?
wants us to be a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I think it should be us, you know. It shouldn't be either one of us. And we have to spend the 4 hours
together. Hi, this is
6507. Hold on. Don't leave your phone number.
Hang up on me.
Phil,
it's the Don and Mike Show.
Phil, we understand you're going to be on the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show, and you would like us to be your lifeline. We'd love to, but only if Mike and I could do it together. Meaning, when Regis says, would you like to use a lifeline, you'd say, yes, I want to call Don and Mike.
Right.
And also, you have to promise to use a lifeline. You have to use the lifeline on the first question.
Do you know what I'm realizing here? This is just a thought.
Yeah?
And it fits right into what we always do. He'd have to say Don and Mike. But the number we would give him would be Brains. Because Brains would be the best guy to help him out in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And then he has to use the next... I want to call my friend Donna Mike.
Oh, no, it should just be us. It should just be Don and Mike.
Well, you want to give the guy a chance. You know, we're
No, that's what I'm saying. If we agreed to do it, the guy would have to agree. that he would call us on the absolute moron question. The first question.
Okay.
What are the colors of the American flag? You know, something
right.
like that. And then
right.
you know, how do you spell Pez?
You know, it would be wonderful, though, if we had 30 seconds, you and I could get into a fake argument.
Yes!
You know, it's like,
yeah.
It's red, white, and blue. No, it's not!
Or it could simply be a great promotional opportunity for our radio show.
Right. Absolutely.
It'd be a free 30-second commercial for this show.
Be wonderful.
So listen, that's the deal, Phil. We'll do it. We'll be your lifeline. But you have to promise that you'll use the lifeline on the first question.
The easy question.
And that you will call Mike and I together.
Right.
If we're in agreement, call us back.
That is our offer.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. For additional options...
It wasn't that good. We don't need to replay it.
No, if we'd only known.
Your message has been sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
The only ones we play back are the real obnoxious ones.
Yeah, funny ones. Not like where we're really negotiating something, like we were really trying to negotiate there.
Noodling it through and doing a hard sell.
All right, now also we've received a letter from a guy in New Jersey. Guy doesn't want his last name to be given out. This is pathetic. I just want to tell you, just set this up. It's just absolutely 100% pathetic.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, I am writing to you because I need help with my story. I'm trying to get it out to people. My story is strange. I have been on a few radio shows and have taken a beating from some of the hosts. My story is best suited for your show. I would like to have my web address along with my post office address given out on your show. Only give out my first name. Do not give my last name, home address, or home phone number. Any help you give will be greatly appreciated. I will talk on the air if you like. Signed, Joseph.
And what does Joseph do?
Joseph lives in New Jersey, and he has sent us a copy of a letter that he has plastered all over New Jersey.
Okay.
It says, reward offered, search being conducted, seeking woman, Disney World, Florida, 1226-96. Can use your help. For more details, see my website. Alrighty, are you ready, Father Time?
Okay.
No, I mean, don't just give me the blank-eyed stare. Are you ready to type this in, Father Time?
Yes. Buzz was mesmerized by Tiny and Billy doing the slap-off over here. What is the date? What is the significance of the date?
This is when he saw this woman. The way I understand this.
Oh, so he saw a woman in 1996?
At Disney World.
Oh, my God.
And he's trying to find her.
Now he's trying to find her?
Yes, now he's trying to find
That's
her.
That's pretty weird. That's very, very weird.
All right, are you rather ready for Father Time?
Ready.
Surfs the net?
Ready.
Buzz, the website is www.icafeng.com /
okay.
Personal /
right.
Joe.
J-O-E.
Right.
And those first letters were ICAFENJ.com.
That's it.
Okay, here we go.
Are you getting it?
Push the magic button.
Are you getting a website, Buzz?
I've got the little hourglass. There it is. There it is. Joe needs your help, it says.
What is it? Read it to me.
Yeah, don't give out his last name or his home address. Okay, I won't. It says reward, $500 for the person who puts me in touch with the girl that I seek. In order for the reward to be collected, I must speak to her and see a picture of her. Once it is confirmed that she is the right one, I will then give out the reward, but not before.
How freaking psychotic is this?
That's stalker crap. It's like he wants everybody to be his stalker. Joe needs your help. Hello, and welcome to my homepage. Dear readers, please help. I went to Disney World during the Christmas of 1996, just over 2 years ago.
This is not too obsessive.
All right. I went on some rides. I went on the riverboat ride in the Magic Kingdom.
I'd like to point out, he writes in the letter that he's going to turn 40 on March 2nd, 2001, which means he went on a solo vacation to Disney World when he was like 37. Okay?
While I was...
Pedophile!
Oh, this is weird.
Pedophile!
While I was on this ride, I saw a girl standing in front of the boat on the main deck. I could not decide whether or not to ask her out. After 20 minutes, I decided not to. I now severely regret it.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you meet a stranger on a ride at Disney World. You walk up to them and ask them out.
It appeared the girl was with her parents. Assuming it was her parents, the mother was in a blue wheelchair.
P.S. The girl is 7.
The mother.
Oh, my God. Okay, what's it say about the mother?
The mother was in a blue wheelchair scooter.
That's it.
That's
it.
Jackson.
I don't know which one to go for. The Mother or the Dyer. Oh, they're both so dead sexy. Let me rub my nipples.
Hi. The Farrens were also on the front of the boat. I would like to try and locate this girl. I have the following information on her, and then there's a list of her description.
All right, let's hear her. Let's hear her description.
She's about 24 years of age. Caucasian. Wore sunglasses. About 5'5 or 5'6. Hair mostly black. She was slim, about 120 pounds or so. She was on the riverboat ride in the Magic Kingdom on December 26, 1996, at about 11 a.m., give or take a half hour.
Like, what human being would ever remember when they were on a specific ride except for this idiot?
She was on the front of the boat on the main deck. She was with a handicapped woman in a wheelchair scooter, probably her mother. She was wearing shorts, but they could not be seen because she was also wearing a black garment around her waist that covered the shorts.
Yeah, that's always a bad sign into that one.
She wore thongs on her feet. She might have two rings on her right hand. I cannot remember.
How weird is this?
Jesus Christ.
Was this guy just staring at him with his tongue out?
We're going to call this guy. He gave us a phone number. We're going to call him in just a second.
Oh, yeah, he's come to the right place with us.
Now, that's the end of his list, but he goes on from there. I had a golden opportunity to meet this girl, but I let it slip away like an idiot. This girl could be anywhere in the country. I have a feeling she lives in Florida or somewhere in the southeast.
Well, we're on in Florida. We're on all over Florida.
I don't know how this girl would have responded. It is not knowing the real truth that is bothering me.
Does he describe himself at all?
Skipping down the page, no, I don't see
no
a description
picture of him.
No,
no description of him. No
description or picture of the guy. Of
all
course.
Right. Yeah.
If you have friends, family, or relatives that were in Disney World, Florida, December 26, 96, with a handicapped woman in a wheelchair scooter,
wow.
Please check with them on this.
Okay. Yeah. Listen. Hold on. Now. The girl from The Sopranos is on the phone.
Oh, very okay. good. Well, good. We got a lot of plates spinning right now.
We will come back to the guy in New Jersey who sent us a letter.
Do we have this woman's name?
I'm waiting for them to write it down for me now.
Just out of pure politeness, we should have the name.
I believe that the producer has now gone back to inquire the girl's name.
The Minister of Information did not come in with a little nice card with her name for
you. No, he simply came in with a post-it note that says, Sopranos girl on phone.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. We'll say, hi, let's welcome the Sopranos girl.
Well, hold on. Give me a minute to find the Sopranos song.
Wouldn't it be bad to like know her name and the character, the name of the character she plays?
Well, we know the character. We just don't know the name.
She's
of the
wife of the sporting goods store owner who was in the Terminator movie.
You know, I can't find my Sopranos music now.
You always play that theme on the show.
Yeah, I can't find it now.
How you doing, Tiny?
Oh, fabulous.
How you doing, Billy?
Doing great. Lost.
You guys still hanging in there?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, keep it up, guys.
Somebody ripped off my Sopranos music.
Aww. Somebody stole it?
Yes.
It got stoled.
All right. How long does it take to find out this girl's goddamn name? You know what?
It's a well-oiled machine here. It really is.
He's talking to her right now. All right, let me see.
What's your name?
Let me just take a call here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air, Joe.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Doing great, my friend.
Hey, look, I'm up here with these hostages, man. I want a website. That guy's crazier than me.
All right, now I see. It says on the screen, it's Joe Palczynski from Baltimore.
Right, he's the guy's crazier than me. Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, let's welcome Christ.
What is it? Let me see it.
Look at this. Now, if I was to show you this and say, we've made great progress.
Right.
There was a boy who was in an awful car accident and lost control of his hands.
Right.
And now he has to write with his feet.
Yes,
and
let's see.
Look at, what would you think about that handwriting?
So what is that symbol? What is that Satan symbol at the end there?
It was a C that he turned into a T.
So it was real tough to read then, wasn't it?
Minister, just say what's her name.
Did Marissa, she say? Mauricia Radanti.
Mauricia Radanti.
Okay, let's say it again. Everybody?
Mauricia Radanti.
Hello. Ciao.
I guess
she doesn't get interviewed in class.
Wow, she can talk. Hey, I guess you got to be able to talk to be an actor.
I guess so.
Well, I mean, I've heard some actors interview where it's like, yes, no, yes, no. But that was very nice of her to call us.
No, it was very nice. Very nice of the guy from Rochester. And way to go with the name, Broil.
Yes.
Very nice.
Excellent job. Very Mauricia. Nice.
Mauricia.
Moron.
Mauricia. How is it going? Guys, how did you enjoy the interview with the lady from The Sopranos?
Yeah, it was literally fabulous.
Yeah.
These guys are really maintaining their energy. How are the arms doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing fabulous. I love it.
Tiny?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Oh, he's not. He's
no,
not.
I'm just,
all right, we're up on a break. We're up on a break. Now, I'm going to ask that you guys continue slapping at this pace during the break. You remember before the Sopranos lady called, we were just about to call the perv from New Jersey.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of this guy.
Who was looking for a woman that he saw in Disney World 3 years ago.
Joey Stalkerino.
Okay, so we'll call him right after this.
This is the Don and Mike.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the truck in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. Now, that would have been interesting. What? What did you just say? Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd. Don't say that. God forgive you. There is no God.
Hey!
Time for a station break. Fort Myers in Naples, Florida. WTLQ. Ocean City, Maryland. WETT in Green Bay, Wisconsin. WNFL. And in New York City, radio station WNEW.
Working to break the cycle of babies having babies. The Don and Mike Show.
Found my Sopranos record.
There you go.
It's 20 minutes after the lady was on the show. But we enjoyed talking to Marissa Radanti.
But nonetheless, we found it. These guys are continuing to slap each other.
The arm fatigue is not set in like I thought it would. Both guys' cheeks seem to be hanging in there, and they are still at it.
I'm going to have to ask that for the remainder of this contest, you guys pick the pace up.
Let's go, guys.
Faster.
A little faster.
Faster still. Faster.
Faster. Faster. Faster. There we go.
That's good. That's the speed for the rest of this contest.
Thank you.
Now, while these guys, while Billy and Tiny continue to slap each other, you remember that before the lady from The Sopranos called,
right,
that I was reading you a letter we got from a guy in New Jersey who has a website, who, frankly, is a very scary individual.
We're just, you know, it has stalker written all over it, and he's asking for our help, and we must tell him we do not help stalkers.
Well, I'd like to find out a little bit about this before we tell him we can't help him.
I'd like to get a physical description of the guy.
Yeah. I think you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think you know.
Hello there. I was on the ride alone at the age of 38.
Hold on. 7 3.
You were the handicapped lady, and I stared at you.
All right. What's that? That's weird.
That's weird.
I don't know. Where am I getting that busy signal from?
We've been having problems with the phones since breakfast.
Where am I getting a busy signal from?
You know, between the guy slapping and the busy, I'm about to lose my mind.
You got line 7 that won't disconnect.
You think it's the static electricity that's being generated by the guy slapping?
You got it. No
one
there.
Hello? Hey, hello.
Antiques Roadshow. That was your Antiques Roadshow.
What is up? Hello. Hi, WPLJ plays for hips.
Oh, boy. All right.
That line.
See, that's the problem.
It just can't disconnect, right?
Line number 7 won't disconnect.
We're having a technical problem.
You put it on hold.
Put it on hold. Put it on hold? How can I put it on hold?
Oh, there.
Like that.
Is it gone like that? It's disconnected?
No, but see, the light's still on.
Uh-huh.
See?
See, it's still there. It won't go away. Line number 7 won't go away.
Why don't you try disconnecting the telos?
We just did that.
And it didn't work?
And it didn't work.
No, that's not good. That's not good.
All right, well, now I got a line.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let me find the guy's phone number. It's 732.
We're calling the guy that wants to find this woman from 1996 on the Jungle River or whatever the hell the ride was that he was on.
He's got a website.
Right, and he said he wanted this information put on the radio there at his website, so.
Yeah, because he didn't want his last name or his address given out.
Oh. Right.
At the sound of the tone, please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will get back to you as quickly as possible.
He's probably
Thank
there.
You.
You know he's there.
Yeah.
Hands around his ankles. Oh, jeez.
Oh, Christ.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Joe.
Joe, it's Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show. We got your letter.
Joe, pick up, please.
Pick up if you're there. We want to take care of this right now if you're there.
Joe.
Joe, we want to talk to you about your lady friend.
Is Joe's mommy there?
Is there anyone that's tied up in this house?
Joe, this is Don and Mike.
We're ready to
believe you.
Or help you. Maybe give you a few important phone numbers to call.
Joe?
You know what? Sure does sound like he's not there.
No, I guess he's not there.
Joe, I had so many questions to ask a man who's looking for a woman he saw one time 3 years ago in line at Disney World.
I'm really surprised you're not there, Joe. I figured the comic book store closed by now.
Joe, it's me, the old lady from the wheelchair.
Stop harassing my daughter.
Who are you?
I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you going to Disney World by yourself in your late 30s? What's wrong with you?
Who are you?
Oh, boy. Go ask in a hat. Who are you?
All right, he's not there. Joe, this is the Don and Mike Show. Call us back.
He's not there?
He's not there, Mama Soprano.
Take me, Lord. Please,
he's not there.
But we did get the phones fixed.
Yes, we did.
All right. You know what I want to do? I want to call back one more time and just hear his voice again when he says, this is Joe.
Good. Oh, this is Joe.
Okay.
I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the pharmacy buying an atomizer tube of lotion.
Hold on. Let me hear this. We turn down the slams for a second. Keep slapping, guys.
And.
Gee, damn it. Come on, just because I'm turning the sound down doesn't mean we're not still paying attention.
Oh, it's slowing down, boys.
Hi, this is Joe. At the sound of the tone, please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will get back to you as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Disturbingly normal, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah, disturbingly normal.
I'm looking for this is not,
no.
Libby's calling.
Who are you?
Orlando police. I believe we found your underpants in Tomorrowland
on the top of Space Mountain.
We found some of your jizz in the teacup ride.
We found some stains
in Splash Mountain.
Oh, God.
We're concerned, Joe. It's us again, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, wondering about this Disney fetish thing you have.
All right, goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye.
That's Joe.
You know, he'll call back at the most inopportune time because that's how it always works.
And that's the way a guy like Joe works. You know, it's really like he'll call probably at the very end of the show.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hello, Patricia.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air, Patricia.
Hey, y'all have been so worried about Meadow's ass. And just today on one of those trashy magazine shows on television, they said anorexic scare on The Sopranos.
Oh, no.
Yes. And they said that Meadow had been diagnosed with severe anorexia.
Oh, no.
Well, it has not taken hold.
Well,
if you're anorexic, aren't you supposed to get skinny?
Yes, you are.
She got dangerously low at 95 pounds, but they didn't.
Really? Oh, please, her ass weighs 95 pounds.
They didn't show pictures of that part.
You know, the only thing is they film those shows right. So far in the past.
With
the time machine.
They said she's healthy now because they said the cast members were so worried about her that they brought her food and that now she's up to her healthy 125 pounds.
Oh, my God. And here we are talking. I mean, if she hears this, so what's going to happen? Oh, humanity. Oh, no.
She looks like Monica Lewinsky now.
She's cured now.
Well, that's good.
Big, sloppy fat.
The pictures they showed of her just showed her with these sausage arms. And they didn't show her ass, but they seem to think that she's cured of her dangerous anorexia.
All right. Thank you for the update, Patricia.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Next thing you know that, you know, Janice is going to be anorexic, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of sausage arms,
that show is not an anorexic show.
No,
as far as
no, it's not. And Carm's got the vish ass too.
She does, but Carm's got that sexy thing happening with Joe Pammy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'd like to tell you guys about the new commercials that are coming out.
What new commercials, sir?
The commercials for the What's Up.
You mean the five new commercials?
Yeah.
You mean the same story that was in the newspaper yesterday?
Probably the exact same, yeah.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You know, just so everybody knows, you know, we do receive newspapers here. Yeah. And believe it or not, well, some of us can't read. But for those of us who can't read, someone else reads to us.
Thank you.
Why do you always have to bring that up? Why do you insist on embarrassing me in front of our audience?
We're just going to make the blanket statement that we read the newspaper so that I remember that you can't read.
Am I the one that called with the dated news? Am I the one? No. I mean, I know that you, I appreciate you reading the newspaper to me, but I really don't appreciate you telling everyone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have you ever been sexually molested by a cow?
Hello, Don and Mike Show, yes. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about Titus last night.
Titus, yes. What about Christopher Titus?
Titus' brother on the show, the guy who kind of looked like Donnie most, is Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story.
It's really funny. When you started to say that, I knew you were going to say that. Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story. Are you 100% sure?
No, but it damn well looks like him. Have Bob look it up in the book.
You know what? We'll just ask Titus when he calls tomorrow.
It looks just like him, and I've seen him in some other movies, too, and it's over the last... What, the Christmas Story was 14, 15 years old now?
You know, the thing is, though, he might be a little too young for that. Because I think Scott Farkas would be much older, I would think.
Which one was Scott Farkas?
He was the guy with the yellow eyes.
The mean kid.
The mean kid beat him up.
He gets beaten up at the...
I don't think the guy on Titus was that guy.
I think he could really be.
Don't.
I think there's a chance he could be.
I really don't.
Thank you, though. Hello, Don and my show. Chris.
Yeah. Those guys have definitely slowed down.
The slappers?
Yeah.
Come on down.
Tiny got a little irritated, sir, at your call. He really did. He got just a little irritated.
I will tell you that we are now officially, we have just passed the 1 hour mark.
Are we dealing with some kind of new record here for the slap off?
I think so.
I think they've gone longer than any combatants we've ever had. Both these men should be proud.
We're going to keep it going for a while. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Joe. Actually, this is Joe. I wanted to cover my name up.
Okay.
You know, Joe Mama.
Not well done.
Someone had to do it today.
No, someone had to.
Started the Joe up, so someone had to.
It's not a late in the show type of thing.
No. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, at the beginning of the slap off, somebody mentioned Yoko Ono and it didn't set off the alarm.
Well, one of us has to say that.
Yes, only Mike or I. Anyone else who mentions Yoko Ono will set off the alarm.
I heard it.
No, I didn't say it. Listen, I'm not going to be baited into it day after day.
Good, that's right.
You know what that is? That's radio poison to play her music.
What you have to remember is that the audience is like a child. And the child will ask for things that you can't give them.
Listen, it just has to be a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Right. They're going to look back on this show and know that there was one thing in their life that didn't go to hell.
To quote the great Jerry Seinfeld. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, you're Don and Mike.
Yes, yes, we are. Hello there.
Yo, what's the deal, man? Why y'all giving Meadow a hard time, man?
Have you seen Meadow Soprano's ass?
Yeah, I'm fish. She got butt cheeks.
Well, yeah, of course. Listen, you're a black guy. Of course you like big asses.
That's right.
Come on, we think we all know that brothers like the butt.
That's right, man. You got your drink or something, right?
Right. You gotta hold your drink. Okay.
All right, y'all be safe.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Right, these nuts.
These nuts.
Hello, Dave.
Don.
Dave, turn your radio down, please, sir.
Yes, I will. Turn it down right now. I was agreeing with the other gentleman. Meadow's ass looks great nowadays.
Meadow's ass is gigantic.
There's some people that are defending Meadow.
Well, you tell me when she's losing weight. What episode did it look like she's losing weight in? No, it sounds like you're calling from Mars. I'm sorry.
It was the same episode where his phone destroyed itself.
Sorry. Hello, Jamie.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Jamie!
How you doing?
Oh, wait, this is a friend of... Tiny, is Jamie a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Say hi to him, Jamie.
Hey.
Hey, Jamie sounds like a bright guy, Tony.
Hey, does Yvonne hit you as hard as this guy?
Not yet. Actually, she hits a little bit harder, but I'm not going to upset him.
This is a buddy of one of our combatants. This
right.
would be Jamie. Is he another biker guy there, Tiny?
Yes, he is.
Hey, motorcycle enthusiast.
Well, have you been listening to your friend Tiny for the last...
No, I just have to get off work and hear this little pit-patting going on.
I just wonder if his old lady hits harder than this guy.
See, I know where he lives.
Okay. Guys, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to pick the pace up a little bit again.
Yeah, pick it up, guys.
You're just moving a little too slow here.
There we go.
That's good. That's
and
good.
Tiny, when you remember who picked the pace up for you, you can thank your friend Jamie.
Yeah.
Hey, it's still not fast enough. Let's get it going. Well, we got some work to do. We got to get that damn motorcycle built.
All right, Jamie, a little faster. A little faster, guys.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Hello, Chad.
Yes.
Chad, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I am calling because I am moving out of D.C. I am moving away from you guys, and I want to thank you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm Jack Cassidy, and my geese taste like cigarettes. And geese nuts are delicious.
Did he say his geese
taste like cigarettes?
His taste like cigarettes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jack Cassidy. Jack Cassidy. Taste my geese. Like a nice Virginia Slim.
Oh, Jack Cassidy. Taste it, your mouth will be on fire.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I have proof that Scott Farkas is on Titus.
Really? What is the proof he's on Titus?
There's a website, imdb.com.
Uh-huh.
It's run by Amazon. And you can go on there and type in Christmas Story. It gives a full list of the cast members.
Right. And
Scott Farkas, his name is Zach Ward, and it shows he's on Titus in the year 2000, a TV series. He plays a character named Dave.
I thought it was Farkas.
All right, yeah. There you go. All right, I didn't think so.
Not many faces. All right, guys. Not many faces like that. Yeah. But he was real funny last time.
Well, we got to work that up for tomorrow's show. Okay?
I understand. We got to fake it.
Hello, Rosie.
Yes.
Hi, this is Billy's girlfriend, Rosie.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi, Billy.
Hello.
Yeah, we just paid attention to him. Go a little faster, guys.
All right, why don't you go ahead and talk to your boyfriend there, Rosie?
Oh, what do you want?
I hope you're red.
Hi.
Yeah, it's good and red.
Hi, Rosie.
Billy, how long have you been going out with Rosie?
3 years.
Some change years.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie, what do you think about his breath?
I'm
pretty sure it smells like ass now, but
have you ever been prouder of him than you are right now, Rosie?
Oh, I'm just so proud. I hope Tiny doesn't hurt him too bad.
Are you going to give him some loving when he gets home tonight, Rosie?
I'm going to slap him myself.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right, thank you, Rosie. Hey, let me tell you, Billy, is your girlfriend hot?
Oh, man, she's real hot.
Really? Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
God, I knew this was coming. I have no
so
clue.
Funny. Don't His watch face enough is TV. So red, making him think now. It's great.
I have no clue. Actually, don't watch enough TV. She's about 5'5" and a half, 5'6".
Rosie, who do you think you look like, honey?
I really don't think I really resemble any celebrity.
Mm. She resembles herself.
She resembles herself. All right.
All right.
All
right.
And, hello, Ralph.
No, this is Hans.
Hands, like H-A-N-D-S or H-A-N-S?
H-A-N-S.
No, Hands, you know, like Hands Solo. H-A-N-S. My name is Hands Solo.
Hands.
Our hands across America.
Right.
You know, I'm surprised that when you were given that name, you don't say Hans. Like Hans.
A lot of guys call me Hans.
Hans, right. What do you want, Hans?
I was just wondering if you got to listen to any college basketball on the radio because your guys' buddy Larry Michaels was on.
Your guys' buddy Larry Michaels was on.
Yeah, we always scour the dial searching for Larry Michael.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah.
Hi.
Don, Mike, what's up, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering, could we let these two start punching each other? This is starting to get old.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Why don't you... Well, see, now you guys react the same way I do when I get constructive criticism. That's just what I was going to say.
Oh, no, I'm not criticizing.
Why don't you come on down?
I'm not criticizing. Come on down.
We'll beat your ass. Come on. Come on.
Well, come on, boy.
Throw down.
Come on. We'll beat your ass.
Come on.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
I don't sweat you.
Yo, yo, yo.
Come on down here. Yeah,
come on down.
Figuring this child. Beat your ass.
You hear that? He just hung up. Right.
Tail between his legs.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I got a Sopranos trivia question for you.
All right.
All right, in the second episode of The Sopranos, there was an ice cream woman walking by in the background. Do you know who it was?
Oh, Christ, no.
It was Laura.
Laura who?
Laura, you head onto these nuts.
Oh! That was creative. That was a good one.
right. That was creative.
Okay.
I like that one.
Okay, let's go to Buzz.
Meanwhile, Tiny and Billy still at it. Anyone of you guys want to quit yet? Nope.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, it's the Texas condom controversy.
Ooh. Ah, condoms in the news. I love it. Hold on, let me take one more call here. Vinny. Vinny?
Yo.
Yo, Vinny.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the over-under on you guys?
No, he's
before
doing...
you're back down to 30 stations.
This is another guy that's trying to do a D's Nuts thing.
Right.
I have some lines going out. I need the over-under.
You know, there's probably only one way we'd be able to get rid of him.
I'm not gonna walk into a D's Nuts.
What do you mean over-under?
How long before you guys are back down to 30 stations? How many days?
Ooh. Hey, do you think this guy's really trying to be a ball buster? Are you trying to bust balls?
No, I'm being serious.
Or we thought you were just setting us up for the D's Nuts comment. But
how many stations is your radio show on?
Hello? God.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you pulled one over on us, Vinny.
Thanks so much, Vinny. Thanks for the marvelous contribution to our show.
Asswipe.
Great.
Slap in the face.
There he goes. And, of course, lots of moments of gaping silence from Vinny. Vinny Testacola.
All right, hold on.
703-40...
Right now, I wish that Vinny was actually in between Billy and Tiny. They were using their fists.
We'll get Vinny's number back.
Hang up now.
Because I love it when a big man wants to call the show. First off, he lies to Toya. He lies to the screener about what he wants to talk about. Okay.
And didn't you think initially that it was one
of those... Yeah, it was a D's Nuts call.
We were definitely in our defensive crouch after that last one.
Right. Now that I know, it's just the guy who just wants to...
Bruce and Mara, we're not around, so leave a name, number, and a detailed message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello.
Hello, asswipe.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
We know you.
How you doing, douchebag?
There you go.
Hey, listen, these nuts in your mouth. Okay? Vinny.
There you go, Vinny.
Vinny.
Thanks so much for calling.
Vinny. Oh, and incidentally, the 58 stations that we're on, that's the number of times that your wife drank my jizz.
Oh!
And she said it was delicious jizz.
Oh, God.
Okay, Vinny? Vinny? Big man, you can hide behind a cell phone, Vinny. Like you pull one over on me.
All right, Vinny, have a nice day.
You rat. You stupid rat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that when some guy calls the show and tries to get one over on
us. The nerve.
I really do.
The nerve.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
For the love of God.
Hold on. Billy's best friend is on the phone now. Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus. Hello? Another one.
Is this not your best friend?
Yeah, it is.
Jimmy. Hello.
What's up, man?
You're on with Billy.
What's up, Bill?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I hit you harder than this guy does.
Come on down. Come on down. You're about his shoe size.
Come on down.
Hey, Bill, I bet when he stood on the stage, I bet you know what I feel like to everybody now.
Man, no doubt, man. You can hide in his goatee.
All right, so you're smaller than Billy?
I'm about 5'2".
Maybe.
All right, hold on. I have Vinny the big man calling back now.
Okay.
Yes, Vinny.
Vinny's back.
Yes, asswipe. Hello. You know, I just wanted to continue our conversation.
I wasn't busting balls. I just want to get the over-under.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, we know you were busting balls, Vinny, and stop it.
The over-under would be never, Vinny.
I say 30 days, you're back down to 30 stations.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice, Vinny.
Uh-huh. And what would you like to bet, Vinny? What would you like to bet, Vinny?
30 days, you're down to 30
Vinny, you know something? If you would really like to bet that, if you would legitimately like to bet that, you can come down here, we can make a formal bet, and we can actually bet anything you'd like.
Sure. That we're going to lose 28 stations in the next 30 days.
And we would absolutely go for that bet. If you would, you know, be a stand-up guy, show up and make the bet, we will make that bet with you on the air if you are man enough. Are you man enough?
And then another bet.
No, Vinny, you didn't answer my question.
Are you man enough?
I'm definitely mad at him.
Okay.
And then, another 30 days.
No. You're not going to get any more for him, Vinny, because if you want to make the vet, you have to come down here to the station.
Another 30 days.
You're not going to get it. We're not going to let you do it.
Vinny, and listen, and another 30 days in New York. Vinny, why don't you come down to the station? Why don't you be a man? We'll draw up a little paperwork. Mm-hmm. We'll come up with a dollar figure between the two of us, and we'd be glad to make a bet with you.
We'll do that. So if you show up down here, you know, you just come on down and we'll do that. That's the bet.
Who do I ask for?
You ask for Charlie Broyhill.
I'm on my way.
Very good.
Okay, we'll wait for you to come down.
Wonderful.
Come during business hours.
That's right.
I'm on my way.
All right, good. I guarantee you will not be.
Wonderful.
I'm very business out.
There he goes, and now he's turning up the radio to listen to
right.
him. So.
Come on down, Vinny.
Very good.
Come on down.
Yeah, we'll see him. We'll see him.
Yeah.
Right.
Vinny, I hate pricks like that. I swear to God I do. But you know what they do? They motivate me.
There you go.
They motivate me to do great radio.
Dude, I love it when you turn into Ralph Graham.
They really do.
One of these days, Alan.
Those guys just motivate me to kick more ass on the radio. Bring them on. We've been hearing that our whole career.
Absolutely.
All you pricks.
There's no problem.
Vinny. Hold on. One more call. Here's Yvonne. It's Tiny's girlfriend.
God, there you go. Your turn.
Hey, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you like to say hi to Tiny Yvonne?
Hi, baby.
How are you, sugar?
I'm all right.
Baby and sugar.
Am I in trouble because I'm late for dinner?
No.
All right.
And who is the celebrity, Yvonne? Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I don't look like anybody, honey. Who do I look like?
Come on, Tiny, you got
it. Looks like, what's the Seymour chick's name?
Jane Seymour?
Kinda.
The Seymour chick. You know, the medicine woman chick.
Absolutely. Dr. Quinn medicine woman. Very good.
Dr. Quinn medicine chick.
Mike and I saw her one time in an elevator, and she had a mustache.
She had facial hair.
Yeah, she really did. Exactly. Jane Seymour had visible...
Oh, baby, I'm just kidding.
What did he say?
Oh. I said it looks exactly like her, then I... But I didn't say.
Does your wife have a mustache, Tyler?
No, she does. She's very beautiful.
Your girlfriend or whoever this is?
She's very beautiful.
So we rode in an elevator with Jane Seymour, and that's the one thing we noticed. She was reading a book about the royal family, and she had facial hair.
Very hairy she was.
Very interesting. Really? Yes, absolutely.
Yvonne, have you ever been prouder of your man?
I am just really so proud. I wanted to see if Billy wanted any relief. I can come down there.
What do you mean, like manual relief?
You had to go there, didn't you? You had to go there.
No, he seems to be doing fine without you here, Yvonne.
All right.
All right, thank you, honey.
She's okay.
A little broad, I guess.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, she sounds very nice.
I'd rather deal with Tiny, I think.
All of your friends and all of your girlfriends that have called, they all sound very nice.
All I know is I want to see if... Is there a chance... I know we're just doing the slap-offs today, but can we have two listeners in the studio every day?
Yeah. For the whole show.
I'd love that.
For the whole Cotton Pickin' show.
With an open microphone.
Right. Buzz, I know we'd asked you this before.
Huh?
Refresh my memory, though.
It was all about the Texas condom controversy.
Oh, right. Right. Now, you guys keep slapping. That's coming up.
Stay tuned.
So stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Over 6,300 slaps to the other guy.
Jesus Christ.
How you doing, fellas?
There's 1 minute left in this contest. Now I want the speed doubled. Speed doubled now. We have 1 minute left in this contest.
60 seconds.
1 minute left.
They're going at it.
50 seconds.
Wow.
They're going at it. Because frankly, I think these two guys are staying here for the whole hour of the show.
Like most of the guys that play the game, they do it. They last the whole thing.
40 seconds.
Billy is going very intensely. Tiny is going. They both have that gritty look on their face.
Billy's starting to look like Curly.
Faster!
Don't. 27 seconds.
Tiny looks like the arm is running out of gas a little bit, but he's still doing it, and Billy's hanging in there, too. Lots of intensity.
20 seconds left. And then they're going to officially have done this for an hour and a half.
My goodness.
All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's it!
Done. Amazing.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
Wow.
That's
Tiny, Tiny, your cheek doesn't look red at all. That's amazing. Let me see the side of your face. Let me
turn
see
your face, Tiny. It looks red.
Billy, I'll tell you.
Funny. Rob, turn the lights up.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Billy.
Turn the lights up in here. Turn the studio lights up.
Let's see.
I took a beat in there at the end. He was hitting harder.
Yes, yeah. He was.
Yeah. Yours is red, but I'll tell you something. Billy, you did get the worst of it there. I mean, he's a bigger guy with a bigger hand, and that's why it was coming
Jesus
up.
Christ.
Hey, let's hear it for both our combatants
Fantastic.
And a handshake from Billy. Oh, yeah. Your arm is toast right now, Tiny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, both of you guys, let's talk to both of these guys. Billy, how are you? How are you? Step up. How are you doing? Into the microphone, please, Billy.
All right, not awesome. No more bravado now. Let's go. What was the toughest part of the competition?
Right there
you?
At the end.
Right at the end?
Yeah, right there at the end when we sped it up for the last couple minutes.
Right.
That was the hardest part.
How about for you, Tiny? Step up, Tiny.
It was the same thing, just when the arm started giving out.
Yeah, the arms started giving out. These are gladiators right here.
Guys. All right, listen. Every time I do the same goddamn thing, you each get $100.
That's because they all hang in. Most of the guys that come down and do this are going to go the distance, you know.
That's me. I give up after 5 seconds, but I'm a big pussy. All right, you guys. Now, look, Billy, at least admit you are breathing hard.
I'm not breathing real bad, but I am breathing.
Oh, look at the guy.
It is breathing hard, man. I'm telling you, that last 5 minutes is the hardest part.
It's a workout. Yeah. It is a workout.
The last part there makes you work.
But you're both gladiators, and you both have been successful today.
All right, get the hell out of here.
Get out of here. Both of you.
Thanks a lot, fellas.
Bye-bye.
I love the slap-off.
See you later.
The same way every time, though. We never have just one winner.
That's right. No.
Because guys got so much... Guys have so much testosterone.
They do. They never give up. I know you really wanted a winner this time.
Yeah, I did.
It's never going to happen.
They were really, really smacking each other in the face.
At the end, it was absolutely super fast. Just do that to yourself for like 10 times.
No, I don't. No.
Don't hurt.
Your
delicate face. I don't want to break any kind of, corpuscles or anything.
Are we in agreement? The last half hour is like, get out.
Yes.
Come on.
Just waiting for one of them just to knock it off.
And I really thought at the beginning Tiny's arm wasn't going to hold up, but then he just hung in there, and then at the end,
3 minutes, Tiny was seriously beating Billy. Yes, I don't mean he was beating him in the competition.
No, he was actually coming up the side of his head.
He was hitting him in the eye. He was hitting him in the ear.
He had such a huge hand compared to Billy's, boyish little head. Billy was hurting, and I thought he was going to fold, but in those last few minutes, when both of them could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
He was a bulldog.
No, I think Billy would have gone until, seriously, he would have fallen out of his
head. We'd be here the whole next hour doing the news.
Absolutely.
He would still be here.
Amazing.
One more call. Here's Bones, who has a story about Tiny.
Everybody
has a wacky name on this show tonight. Hello, Bones.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was going to call earlier to tell Billy just to give it up, because this is a guy in high school who once jerked off for a meatball sub.
What?
He would have J-O'd for a meatball sub.
He would have, or he did?
He did.
Explain it, please.
How can you J-O for a meatball sub?
Fortunately, I wasn't there to witness it. What I was told was that a friend of mine went over to his house.
Get Tiny back in here.
Let's just get a confirmation or a denial.
A friend went to his house.
Yeah, with a sub, and Jason sarcastically said, thanks for getting me one. And he said,
it was from Enrico's.
If you would J-O for a meatball sub, I'll go get you one.
You J-O'd for a meatball sub?
It was from Enrico's.
Good sub, man.
You're a maniac. He's a maniac.
So you seriously J-O'd just for a meatball sub?
Not just for a meatball sub. I mean, I got a soda out of it, too.
Now, let me ask you a question. Right. Was this for someone's entertainment, or was this to show you could do... Because I don't mind you doing that for the meatball sub. I'm curious, who wanted you to do that for the meatball sub?
Excellent question.
Well, go ahead.
All right.
Bones. He just did it for himself.
He did it for himself.
Hold on. You got to walk me through this now, Tiny. Someone comes to you and says, I have an Enrico's meatball sub. You say, I want the sub. They say, no. You say, I'll J-O.
No, that was the request.
Now, did you J-O in front of these other people?
Well, you kind of around the corner.
Kind of around the corner, not directly in front of them?
I'm just curious about masculinity.
Were these guys...
Relatively.
All right, Tiny.
You can't call Hoffman a guy.
Tiny, I'll tell you right now.
It was Hoffman and Tillen.
It's something you might want to just look closely at. He reminds me a little bit of you. He doesn't look anything like him. Reminds me a little of Matt Elliott.
Yeah.
That's very Matt Elliott-like.
So you just went around the corner and J-O'd.
Have you ever had a meatball sub from Enrico's?
No, but I don't. You've sold them a bunch of subs today.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
hey,
is it still in business, Tiny?
Yeah. So they had a fire, and I was crushed for a while.
How did you prove to your friends that you had J.O. as delicately as you can possibly explain on the radio?
Well, they didn't ask me if I had hair gel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you mean... Oh, Jesus Christ. So you came out and said, look...
Where's my sub?
Oh, really? You came out with a big handful.
Where's my sub?
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Tiny, that's a fascinating last story that we...
Thank you, Tiny. Yeah. Thank you, Bones. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'll be seeing you soon.
All right. Goodbye, Bones.
I'll meet both for you.
I have a meatball sub for you.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you, Tiny.
Say hi to Yvonne for us.
Oh, damn.
There he goes.
Damn.
All right. Very interesting.
Oh, I'd love that meatball sub. Yeah. Hey, Tiny, all you have to do is J-O for it.
Me and the boys want to watch you do that.
Jesus. Okay.
Here's your sub. You did it for us. Okay, I don't get it either.
Let's shake on that.
Yeah.
You know, he comes around the corner with his thumb in his hand.
With the evidence.
It's Enrico's.
You know, his DNA.
That's a good sub.
I mean, what, you couldn't get your car and drive to Enrico's to get the goddamn sub?
It definitely fits the theme of today's show, though.
It sure does, right? Today's been jizz-rific. Buzz, hold on.
Okay.
Let me do a break, because now we're all done with those guys.
Uh-huh.
With the whole thing with the jizz and the meatballs and the slapping. And we'll come back and do all of our regular news stuff.
What are you going to do for a whole pizza
right after this?